This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the Biloxi Shuckers and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Biloxi Shuckers. The 2022 Biloxi Shucker season continues to roll on all season long at WGCM.
Hardy, the right-hander, sets. It is 1-2 pitch. Inside edge, called third strike. And the Shuckers have thrown a combined no-hitter.
Across the Magnolia State.
The set at the 2-2. And Dillard hammers this deep to right field. It is out of here in a hurry. And the first home run at AA for Thomas Dillard gives the Shuckers the lead in the bottom of the sixth.
This is the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Biloxi Shuckers Baseball is presented by Coca-Cola, the Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi, and Glass Doctor. Welcome to the Shuckers pregame show, getting you ready for today's game. Let's send it out to the ballpark.
On a perfect Friday night for minor league baseball in Biloxi, Mississippi, on the Gulf Coast at MGM Park, the Shuckers face off against the Montgomery Biscuits in game two of this six-game series. Well, again, welcome inside the Shuckers pregame show. Thomas Cinzarella, so happy you could join us. Off against the Biscuits for the first time after Tuesday was postponed due to COVID, Wednesday because of rain, and now finally on a Friday, it's starting to get back to normalcy playing back-to-back ball games, especially for the Biscuits because they played their first game yesterday for the first time in 8 days. Shuckers, their first game in 4 days yesterday. And once the Shuckers took a 4-3 victory over the Biscuits, took 10 innings, but they got it. Their third walk-off win of the season, Terrence Dawson, walk-off single in the bottom of the 10th inning to win it for the Shuckers. But also, Sal Frelick, who played just one game. It was the Tuesday game in Mississippi, so he missed some time over a week. Finally back in the lineup yesterday, the Brewers' number one prospect out of Boston College. He went 2-for-5, pair of singles, the only multi-hit game for a Shuckers hitter yesterday. It wasn't much offense. Each team was 7 hits, so about a normal game as you would expect, but a little bit slower pace probably because of both teams are getting back into it. Taj Bradley, though, the Rays' number three prospect, scoreless 4 innings. He tossed, struck out 6. And on the other side, Bullock got the start, 2-2/3, a lot of pair of solo home runs. When the bullpen was rock solid, 7 1/3 scoreless innings. Lucas Ersig slamming the door, tossing a scoreless final 2 innings on the mound yesterday for the right-hander and former two-way player in the Brewers organization. And again, Dawson, his first double-A hit, double-A RBI, comes at the best time in the 10th inning of the Shuckers. They snap their two-game losing streak, so the Biscuits now on a 9-game losing streak. And if they lose again tonight, it would tie their longest losing streak in the history of Montgomery Biscuits, going back to 2004. We'll get to starting lineups next here on the Shuckers pregame show as TJ Shook makes his first start at MGM Park this season, his second start overall. All the next here on the Shuckers pregame show on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Stay up to date with all things Shuckers this season by following us on social media to game day promotions. Follow us on Twitter at Biloxi Shuckers, on Instagram at Official Biloxi Shuckers, and on Facebook and TikTok by searching Biloxi Shuckers. And don't forget, tag us in your posts when you're at the game using the hashtag ShuckYeah or Shelfie.
Live in luxury for a night at an affordable price by reserving a spot in the Cloud 7 Skybox for the next Shuckers game. Located on the third base side of MGM Park, the Skybox offers indoor and outdoor seating, exquisite all-you-can-eat food, a cash bar, and wonderful views of the Mississippi Sound. Tickets start at $48 for groups of 12 or more. To book your spot in the Cloud 7 Skybox, call 228-233-3465 or visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
The DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi is the ideal spot for your stay on the Secret Coast. Located within walking distance of beaches, casinos, and of course MGM Park, the DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi offers the best accommodations on the coast. Plus, don't forget to ask for their signature warm cookie. To book your stay, call 228-546-3100 or visit Hilton.com. The DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi, the official hotel of the Biloxi Shuckers.
Interested in having your next birthday party, family, or group outing at MGM Park? Enjoy a discounted rate on tickets when you bring your group of 10 or more to a Shuckers baseball game. Group tickets are available in the Seating Bowl, or see about booking one of our hospitality areas, including two party decks, a private suite, or the left field terrace. To find out how you can save, call one of our ticket representatives today at 228-233-3465 or visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
And welcome back to MGM Park, home of the Biloxi Shuckers, the AA affiliate of the Milwaukee Brewers. Shuckers and Biscuits squaring off for the second time in this series, which concludes on Sunday. Shuckers looking to take an advantage in this series, as these are the starting nine now for both sides. We'll start with the Biscuits, 15-20 record on the season. Montgomery, they will send the lefty John Dox Atkins to the mound today. Here is their starting nine, managed by Morgan Ensberg. Ronnie Simone, the switch hitting second baseman, bats first, followed by Grant Witherspoon, the center fielder, who bats second. Austin Shen, third baseman, homered yesterday. He's back in the three spot. Nico Holsizer playing right field, batting cleanup. Eric Osberg, the DH, another left-handed bat in this lineup. They'll go against the right-handed pitcher, TJ Shook. Tyler Frank, the shortstop once again, as he yesterday slides up in the order from the seventh spot up one to the sixth spot today. Logan Allen back playing left field, batting seventh. Jackson McGowan, the first baseman, bats eighth. And Michael Berglund makes his first appearance in the series, a catcher rounding out the starting nine. Now for the Shuckers, 19-21 record, tied for second place in the South Division. They are 2.5 games back from the Pensacola Blue Wahoos. Their starting nine, managed by Mike Guerrero in his sixth season at the helm of the Shuckers. Sal Frelick, the Brewers' number one prospect. Two hits yesterday. He's back playing center field, followed by the second baseman, Felix Valerio. Joey Weimer, the home run crown right now, goes to him in the Southern League. 12 home runs on the young 2022 campaign. He's playing right field, batting third. Switch hitting first baseman Thomas Dillard bats cleanup. Jackson Reitz, the DH, follows behind him. He's also got 10 home runs on the season. Tristan Lutz playing left field, bats six. Shortstop Cam Devaney bats seven. Brett Diaz will be doing the catching tonight, batting eighth. Didn't play in the game yesterday. And Jason Koka, switch hitting third baseman, rounds out the order. He bats ninth. And again, the TJ Shook, right-handed pitcher, will get the ball today, making his second appearance. Didn't allow a run in three innings against the Mississippi Braves about 8 days ago now, so been quite some time since he's taken the hill as a free agent signee by the Shuckers after the 2020 draft out of the University of South Carolina, teammates with Noah Cable. We'll talk more about both the pitchers on the other side here on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Okay, Sarah, I'm dropping you at Emily's, and Josh, you're going to soccer, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, and by the way, when I pick you up, I'll be wearing my short shorts.
What?
No!
Yep, me and my short shorts doing my daddy dance. Your friends will love it!
No!
Well, I might change my mind if you buckle your seatbelts.
Okay, okay, we're buckling up.
See, all buckled.
Whatever it takes, keep them safe. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. Visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup for more information.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
What you can't get anywhere.
challenge your authority, because that's what kids do. But this car is your territory. And in here, your word is law. So when you say you won't move until everyone's buckled up, you won't budge an inch until you hear that click. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. For more information, visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup.
Welcome back to the Shuckers pregame show here at MGM Park in Biloxi, Mississippi. Thomas and Grilla here to bring you tonight's action. Thank you for joining in on this beautiful Friday night, Fireworks Friday night, here in Biloxi, presented by Island View Casino. Well, there are the Shuckers getting ready to take the field in their home white uniforms. We're usually Garrett and I, Garrett Green, do our picks to click. So I'll give you our pick to click here tonight. Oh, well, for the Shuckers, I had Sal Frelick yesterday. He did not disappoint, made some impressive defensive plays. Multi-hit game for him. I have a feeling Jackson Reitz back in the middle part of the lineup. He's got 10 home runs in the season, has really found his power stroke. Well, facing the left-hander, John Doxakis making his double-A debut. I got a hunch Jackson Reitz may leave the yard tonight or maybe get a multi-hit ball game. Well, the Shuckers take the field again in their home white uniforms, led by T.J. Shook, the starting pitcher of South Carolina. Well, the national anthem, first pitch next on the other side. That wraps up the Shuckers pregame show. Stay tuned on the Shuckers Broadcast Network.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan, so make sure you... Jim. Jim. On the air.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
Double play! A double play!
Play ball!
The best deal in town is back. Double play Thursdays. Cash in on Thursday night deals that include $2 Yingling drinks and $3 beer specials. Fans can also purchase the double play for as low as $13, which features a reserve level ticket and two drink vouchers good for Yingling draft or soda. Purchase your seats online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Join the Shuckers for Family Fun Day Sunday. For just $72, you can get four reserve level tickets, four hot dogs, four chips, and four sodas. Family Fun Packs are available for every Sunday home game at MGM Park this season. And don't forget, kids can also run the bases after each Sunday home game and enjoy a post-game catch on the field. Visit BiloxiShuckers.com for more ticket information.
Let's go! Woo!
Play ball.
It's time for the future Brewer stars to take the field. First pitch is coming up next. Now back to the ballpark. Here's the voice of the Biloxi Shuckers, Garrett Green.
Not a cloud in the sky on this Friday night from MGM Park on the Gulf Coast in Biloxi, Mississippi. The Biloxi Shuckers and the Montgomery Biscuits, pair of South Division foes, battle it out in Game 2 of this series in Biloxi. Welcome inside MGM Park. Thomas and Zarella here to bring you this weekend's action for the Shuckers. TJ, quick run through the Biscuits lineup. Once again, Ronnie Simone, second baseman, leads things off. Switch hitter, followed by Grant Witherspoon playing center field. Austin Shen, the third baseman. Nico Holsizer, batting cleanup, playing right field. Eric Osberg, the DH, bats fifth. Tyler Frank, the shortstop, in the sixth spot. Left fielder Logan Allen batting seventh. Jackson McGowan playing first base, batting eighth. And Michael Burke, the catcher, rounds out the order for the Montgomery Biscuits. Shuckers in their home whites as TJ Shook gets set from the windup. First base, son of the rubber. Wheels and deals home. First pitch is a fastball. At the knees called strike. And we're off and running at 6:36 p.m. Righty Shook again, the 0-1, down and inside. A count back even, one ball and one strike. Well, game time temperature, 84 degrees. Sunny Friday afternoon in Biloxi. 1-1, and a fastball up and away. It's 2-1. The Shuckers winning the opening game yesterday, 4-3. As Righty Shook 2-1, and Simone yanks it down the right field line, but foul as it goes into the seats. Count back even, two balls and two strikes. Shook making his second start at the double-A level for the Biloxi Shuckers and the Brewers organization. Three scoreless innings against the Embraves in his debut, and Simone fouls it back to the screen. And the 2-2 as a fastball runs outside. Full count, the leadoff batter, Simone. Shook a fastball, changeup, cutter, curveball mix. Four-pitch mix. Ranger 23 years old. As Simone lines it into right center field. That drops in for a base in into the alley. As Weimer scoops it up, tosses it back. Single yesterday in the third inning. Starts his Friday night off on a bright spot. Base it on the outfield. First man's aboard. Let's give you a look around the defensive lineup tonight for the Shuckers. Starting the outfield left to right, Tristan Lutz, Sal Frilich, and Joey Weimer. Around the infield, Jason Koke at third. Cam Devaney, Felix Valerio up the middle. Thomas Deload at first, and Brent Diaz doing the catching. First pitch, breaking ball is looped down the left field line. It's fair. Goes in just past the bullpen as Simone. Well, scoot into third base, and Witherspoon takes second. It wasn't a hard-hit baseball at all, but it drops down the left field line. And a single now, a double to start the evening for the Biscuits, and they're in business. Well, working quickly against TJ Shook. Well, the Biscuits jumped out to an early lead yesterday, which they faltered in the back end. Three-run home run by Weimer in the sixth inning. As Shook pumps a fastball in the outside corner for a called strike. Well, Shook was pitching in high A, Wisconsin. Partially out of the bullpen. Also in the rotation, made four starts for the Timber Rattlers. 2.41 ERA in that time. As looking back towards a cutter that time, just missed outside. Count back even. Power hitting third baseman Austin Shenton. Season hitting 224. Six doubles, four home runs. 15 driven in. Shenton fouls it back behind home. And the count 1-2. Runners on second, third, top of the first inning. We're scoreless. Nobody out as a single and a double to start the evening for the Biscuits. Shook comes set for the stretch. Kicks home, 1-2, and Shakashay's off the sweets. Over towards Schooner. He's throwing his hands up in the air, the Shuckers mascot. It's his birthday coming up. Next homestand or so. Now Shook looking to navigate out of this first inning. And a fastball upstairs, swing and a miss, strike three. Well, TJ Shook really needed that. Pumped the fastball up in the zone, and Shen was thinking differently that time. Goes down on strikes. Well, Shook did strike out 43 batters in 33 2/3 innings. You saw that strikeout number jump up, too. in 2021. As first pitch is hit well the opposite way out to right field. Weimer backing up, and this one gets out for a home run. Well, Nico Hulsizer goes the opposite way. And one swing of the barrel, the Biscuits drive them all home. It's 3-0 here in the top of the first. Something about the first inning. The Biscuits yesterday getting back-to-back home runs in the first off Justin Bullock. As a fastball at the knees called strike to Eric Osberg, the DH. And the 0-1. Osberg fans on the fastball. It's quickly 0-2 on him. So not the start that Shook anticipated. Making his home debut today. Works quickly. The 0-2 is in the dirt. Bounced in. The base is empty now. Still one out in the frame. 3-0 Biscuits advantage. 1-2 to Osberg. Well, Shook again promoted to Biloxi on May 17th. Well, Baseball America just recently redoing their midseason rankings as a 2-2 and a fastball called third strikeout or half. It's Osberg looking, so that's the good news. TJ Shook has two strikeouts in the frame. Biscuits with the first three runs. So quickly two outs of the inning. TJ Shook, now the number 28 prospect in the Brewers organization, according to Baseball America. Rising in from a guy that was undrafted, but you know, so many guys were undrafted in the 2020. This is only five rounds as a breaking ball. Dances in on the inside half for a called strike to Tyler Frank, the shortstop. Frank a hit yesterday, 1-for-4. Single late in the contest. And the 0-1 is foul tip into the mid of Brent Diaz. Cutter that time, it's quickly 0-2. Well, Biscuits with some tie-dye uniforms on at the waist level. Gray pants. That's a fastball called strike three. Good morning, good afternoon, good night, Tyler Frank. As TJ Shook strikes out the side of the top of the first inning, but three runs in on three hits, and thanks to Nico Hulsizer. 3-1 blast the opposite way to right field after half an inning. Here in Biloxi, 3-0 Biscuits. Listen to Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Shuckers Broadcast Network.
There's always something going on every Saturday night at MGM Park. Shuck Yeah Saturdays are nights full of premium giveaways, entertainment, and more. Join us on May 28th as the first 1,500 fans receive a free Shuckers cooler bag presented by the Beau Rivage. To find out more information and purchase tickets, visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
Bring MGM Park wherever you go with MILB.TV. You can stream road games in HD from your computer, phone, or tablet with the MILB First Pitch app. Get your subscription today and use the promo code SHUCKERS to save an extra $10. Don't miss any of the action in 2022. Get MILB.TV today and watch the future Brewers stars of tomorrow shine tonight in Biloxi.
Welcome back to MGM Park, the home of the Biloxi Shuckers in Biloxi, Mississippi. Biscuits jumping out to a 3-0 advantage in the top of the first. And Nico Hulsizer, his first at bat back in Double A. Goes the opposite way for a home run. Sal Frillig steps to the left-hander's batter's box. And as John Doxakis making his Double-A debut. First pitch home, foul back to the screen for strike one. So Shuckers already has some digging to do out of as the southpaw Dox Akis, 6'4", 215, 23-year-old out of Houston, Texas. And a fastball high and tight at 91. I feel like drops the barrel in the batter's box. Looks unfazed, though. Type of kid that a three-sport athlete in high school. And the 1-1. Whoops, a slide in there. Call the ball 2-1. So you know Frilich's taking his hits between hockey and playing football as well. As Doc Zach is working quickly, 2-1 fastball. Runs high, 3-1. Frilich is sitting, hitting 286 now in his 12th game. As a 3-1 breaking ball down on away, ball four. And he walked him. So Frilich's aboard, and that's what the Shuckers really need. Get some base runners on. Felix Valerio, then Joey Weimer to follow him. Thomas Dillard batting cleanup. And first pitch down and inside. Valerio backs up for ball one. So the story on Doc Sakis. Fastball sitting 90 to 92. He's touched up to 96 this year. Slider and a changeup. You've already seen pretty much all three of those pitches so far. And a 1-0 high chopper over Dirk Saxis' hand. And as it backhands off Simone's glove and trickles into left center field, Frilich hustles his way into third. And that's going to be an E4 that Valerio reaches on. So the Shuckers will take some luck their way any way they can. Try to dig themselves out of this 3-0 deficit. Runners on the corners. And nobody out here in the bottom of the first. Right fielder Joey Weimer. First pitch fouled off first base side. Over towards I-110 for strike one. Well, Weimer, a home run yesterday, tied the ball game in the bottom of the sixth inning. Is now the lone man at the top, surpassing Craig Dietolo, home run king in the Southern League. The 0-1 runner going, fastball high, throw down towards second base. And Simone can't hang on as Valerio swipes second base. And puts himself in scoring position as well, a chance to drive home two. That's Valerio's 13th stolen base this season. Came in tied for fourth in the Southern League. 12. And the 1-1. Weimer pulls it on the ground. Sharply hit, back hit it by Frank. The shortstop gets up, throws to first, and a pick and a half by Jackson McGowan at first gets Weimer. So a strong throw gets him, but really comes in to score, so the Shuckers do get a run on the board. Trail down 3-1. Valero gets to third base. Infield comes in on the grass for the Biscuits. And a first pitch runs up and away to Thomas Dillard for ball one. Our umpire crew with this one tonight, Mark Bass behind home plate, Josh Gilreath at first, and Dylan Bradley at third base. The one out in the inning, and Felix Valero at third base. Dillard from the right side. And a breaking ball high and tight on him. Takes for ball two. It's 2-0. And the 2-0 as Dillard rifles it the opposite way in towards the seat as it pinballs its way down. Well, Dillard was hitless yesterday. The last time he was here in this ballpark, the last series against the Barons, showcase that power he has as he takes a backdoor slider for a called strike. Count even at 2-2. But Dillard does so well when he does best, get on base. 27 walks this season. He's tied for first in the Southern League. As it's popped up behind home. Over the Shuckers dugout. A fan trying to make a catch and it slipped through him. Count stays even at 2-2. Pitch home, and a fastball outside. Forward 3-2. So walk and an E4 for the ground out by Joey Weimer. Places a runner at third, 3-1 Biscuits. Doxakis payoff home. It's outside, ball four. Situation is now mound visit by the Biscuits. Getting some time to tell you more about Doxakis. Made seven starts in high A Bowling Green. Was 2-1 with a 2.94 ERA. One thing he really didn't do, he just had eight walks in 33 in those two-thirds innings. Struck out 41. Hitter is hitting just .168 off of him. Well, his last time out pitched against the Jersey Shore Blue Claws up in New Jersey. That's how far really the Hot Rods will travel. They play up in Brooklyn to the Cyclones. As first pitch to Jackson Reitz is fouled back towards the screen for strike one. So the fifth man to bat of this inning. With Lario at third, Thomas Dillard at first. And the pitch on, Reitz pops it foul. First base side, quickly 0-2 on him. That's what you want to do if you're John Doxakis. You're behind on the last two hitters, trying to jump out in front. Reitz walked twice yesterday, 0-2 with a pair of strikeouts. But also 10 home runs in the season for him. OPS over 1,000. And a fastball inside at 91. Now 1-2 on the DH tonight. 26-year-old catcher, 6'1", 205. His major league debut last year with the Nationals. Hitting .289 this season as well. The 1-2. And it hits him inside. They'll just toss the barrel towards the first base dugout. So things just went from bad to worse for Doxakis. He's now low the bases. Well, surprisingly, too, that is the sixth time that Reitz has been hit by a pitch this season. He's up in the league leaders in that category as well. So all of a sudden, the Biscuits put three runs up at the top of the first inning. In danger of giving all of them back here. Base is loaded, one out for Tristan Lutz, the left fielder. First pitch on the ground, he's bagged. But McGowan, the first baseman, was playing off the bag as well. Give us a chance to take a look at the defensive alignment for the Biscuits tonight. Logan Allen, Grant Witherspoon, Nico Holsizer in the outfield. Around the diamond, Austin Shen at third. Tyler Frank, Ronnie Simone up the middle. McGowan at first, and Michael Berglund doing the catching. As Lutz takes a fastball up and away. And the count even 1-1. Lutz now appearing in his 20th contest, hitting .232 with four home runs. As Lutz watches a fastball miss outside, it's 2-1. Doxakis, southpaw, comes set from the belt, kicks home. A fastball ripped past Lutz. In and on the outer half, and the count even 2-2. Well, the Shuckers yesterday succeeded with runners in scoring position. Well, the Biscuits themselves were 0-9. 2-2 as Lutz fouls it off the right side and towards the Mississippi Sound. Well, Tristan come up in big spots this season, especially in the Pensacola series. Go-ahead home run at the top of the ninth inning. Second game of the season. Was activated off the injured list about 2 weeks ago. And now a time called at home plate by Mark Bass. Comes out from behind the squad of Berglund. A one run in on the RBI ground out from Joey Weimer. It played at Sal Frelick. There have been no hits in this inning so far. Two walks, a hit by pitch, and an error. 2-2. Fastball sails high at the eye level. It's full at 3-2. Well, Doc Sakis, his control is come and gone here in this first inning. Never easy making your double-A debut. 3-2. And a fastball high and away, ball four. And so the Shucker is going to run as Doc Sakis walks in Valerio from third. Well, Tristan Lutz will take that any day of the week. He's his RBI, and he'll get this season. Bases are still loaded. Shucker's drilling 3-2. And a shortstop, Cam Devaney, steps in the right-hander's batter's box against the lefty, Doc Sakis. A second-round pick. John was 2019 out of Texas A&M. And a first pitch, threw him a slider that time. Was out in front of, thinking fastball for strike one. Now Cam in that last series, the game-tying home run in the eighth inning against the M Braves. Game which the Shuckers would go on to win. And the 0-1 is fouled off the mask of Berglund towards the screen. And Doc Sakis ahead 0-2. Cam batting 241, 5 home runs, 14 RBIs. Also walked 10 times. And takes a tight fastball. It's 1-2. Cam's been almost an everyday player. He's played all around the field. Third base, shortstop, first, left field. 1-2. As Devaney strokes one out towards left field, Allen ranging in, and he drops the baseball. He dove in, and it popped out of his mitt as he hit the turf. Allows Dillard to score, and everybody else advance. Devaney RBI single. Now ties the ball game at 3. Well, just an awkward play. Left fielder Allen is battling the sun. And the sun sets on the first base side here in Biloxi. That is where you're going west towards New Orleans. Going in I-10. The base is still loaded. Brent Diaz, the catcher, in the eight-hole batter. And first pitch home, fastball 90, whip past him for a strike. As now some action in the bullpen down the left field line. You see a lot of organizations won't allow a pitcher to throw more than a set number of pitches. Saw Jared Schuster for the Embraves last just two-thirds of an inning. The 0-1, and Diaz lines it foul first base side. And the count quickly 0-2. So again, that hit by Devaney is the first hit of this inning. Three walks, a hit by pitch, an error, and a ground down. Still just one out, bases juiced. All knotted at 3 in the first inning. And the 0-2 is tugged well in the air down the left field line, but foul. Ricochets right off the MGM Park entrance. Which Brent has showcased that home run pop this season. Leaving the yard 4 times, 5 doubles. And an even 200 this season. The 0-2. And Diaz watches a fastball race up and away for a ball. Reads off a third. Lutz at second. Devaney at first. The 1-2. And a fastball high. Diaz thought about it as he approached home plate. Looking to swing at it. Count back even at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Diaz, here's the pitch. And swing and a miss. First strike 3 as Doc Sakis gets him. A fastball at 90 miles an hour, outer half, in his first double-A strikeout comes here in the first inning. So now we'll have to see what Morgan Ensberg will do if Koka does reach here. Looks like a right-hander is pretty much warm in the left field bullpen. for the Biscuits. Koch is the 9-0 hitter. Third baseman batting from the right side. First pitch. He takes a fastball inside as he elevated his arms upstairs. Show open up by Mark Bass just how far inside it was. Koku played a few games with the Shockers last year, now playing in his ninth game. And the 1-0. This time it's on the inside black for a called strike. 1-1. Koku was reassigned to Biloxi on May 14th. Played at the end of the Birmingham series after playing one game in Nashville. And the 1-1. Inside again. Tried to change up 2-1. Trying to jam Koka. That's where every pitch has been so far on the inside half. Comes set 2-1. And a fastball up and away. Koka takes for ball three. And the control hasn't fully been there for Doc Sakis. Three-one home. As Koka lines it out towards left field, but right at Logan Allen, the left fielder, who was waiting for it, positioned himself in the gap to bring it close to the bottom of the first inning. But the Shuckers do get three runs on just one hit, one error, and three men left on base. After one, Biscuits and Shuckers all square at one on the Biloxi Shuckers.
And then there's Dad's Super Pond. If you've never been in Dad's, then you don't know what you're missing. Everyone at Dad's is knowledgeable and helpful. And if you're pawning an item, you'll get the most money. And if you're looking to buy something, you'll save like never before on new and previously enjoyed items. From jewelry, firearms, scopes, musical instruments and tools, and so much more, you'll find it at Dad's. And at the right price. There's everyone else. And then there's Dad's Super Pond.
Hey, Sean Cross here for Headliners Plus in Gulfport. When you leave Headliners Plus, in addition to leaving as a satisfied customer, you'll leave as a friend. Brian Hagwood and his crew have been helping friends, customers, and cruisers with their auto, marine, and aviation upholstery needs for over 25 years, one stitch at a time. If your upholstery is frail, freshen it up. Stop by for a free estimate on 34th Street in Gulfport. Headliners Plus, a proud supporter of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball.
I'm John, a volunteer at United Way. I'm here at Lincoln Elementary School to find out what this place needs. Who knows better about what kids need than kids, right? Let's ask them.
Monsters!
Lasers!
A pool!
Another guinea pig!
More lasers!
Sprinkles!
I was thinking more spinach at lunchtime and maybe more exercise.
Nah.
Lasers are cool.
When it comes to creating healthier communities, what this place needs is you. To donate or volunteer, go to unitedway.org. Because great things happen when we live united. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to MGM Park in Biloxi, Mississippi. After a long first inning, both teams playing three runs. As T.J. Shook enters back into the ballgame, top of the second inning, as he'll face off against the left fielder, Logan Allen. And first pitch home is a fastball called strike. We're also pleased to be joined by Steve Greenfield from Island View Casino. Island View sponsoring tonight's Fireworks Friday. Steve, yep. Thanks for joining me.
Thanks, Thomas. Appreciate it. Love being here. And it's sponsor out tonight. It was love to... Great seeing our good friend Ed Layton, our vice president of hotel operations, throwing that first pitch earlier. That was he's right in the glove.
You know, I think it's never easy. You know, you're asked to do a first pitch. It's a little bit more pressure, I think. You've seen some of the first pitches that go wrong sometimes. So I play baseball. I still don't know if I could throw a strike. It's the two ones ripped and missed. So that's just me. But we could talk a little about Island View Casino as well a little bit. And a little background about yourself as well. You can feel free to elaborate on that.
Ooh.
That's going to hurt.
Yeah, that's going to leave a little mark. Yeah, Island View Casino is actually in the sister city here on the Gulf Coast in Gulfport. All right, right at the port of Gulfport, the big port in Mississippi. We're right off the port. And we're actually two casinos, Island View Casino and Hotel, which is your classic experience kind of thing. And we also have Beach View Casino, which is all non-smoking. A lot of people looking for those non-smoking options. And we've got a beautiful casino, hotel, and restaurants, all non-smoking for our guests.
Well, it's my first year down here in Mississippi, and I'm from the Northeast, so I haven't really experienced the casinos, and I hear you talk about it, and we talked in the pregame before, and I think I'm going to have to venture over to one of those two casinos sometime soon, maybe on an off day or something like that.
I know a guy that can buy you lunch. I don't know who that guy is, but I know a guy.
As the 0-1 gets away towards the backstop.
So in Northeast, you got humidity like this, I'm sure, right? It's just like this. It's real humid. And
it is humid. It's not for a while, you know. In May, you know, I still got finally up there, and it'll be in the 60s. You'll get some 70s and 80s, and it'll go back down. And, you know, our gentleman next to us in the booth, Montgomery Biscuits, Chris Adams, also another New Englander. He's a Maine guy, so he's kind of experiencing. He's been here for a few summers, so he's acclimated. I'm not acclimated yet, I can tell you that.
70s, sure. That's like wintertime.
Yeah.
That's wintertime down here.
That's when I first got down here. Everyone's like, oh, jackets and whatever. I'm like, short sleeve and a tee for me, you know. That's my type of, so that's why.
Yeah, we could pick you out of the crowd, easy. We're all bundled up and you've got a tank top and t-shirt and shirt and shorts on, you know.
Well, TJ shut the 2-1. As a fastball at the belt, called and Allen over towards second base after the wild pitch.
You know, talk about coming to eat over the Island View. We need to get you over there. We got two steakhouses. We got a steamer there, which is absolutely amazing. You might be more in relation to steamed seafood like from the Northeast. We have a beautiful steamer right there next to property that we own.
I love that.
Oh, man, it is so good. Dungeness crab claws, you know, and all that kind of stuff. It's all good there. Plus, all together, we got like 11 restaurants and eateries on property. It's a massive complex. It really is. We have one casino's on the south side of the highway, and one's on the other side. We've got a sky bridge that goes over the highway. You know, it's amazing. I've been there 9 years, and I'm just shocked how big the place is, how sweet everybody is there. I've been on the coast in casinos for a long time, and they're a great. The Carters and the Greens are just fantastic people to work for, you know, over at Island View.
So what do you prefer? Which casino do you prefer, I guess, which end of it?
You know, I think the new smoke free casino it still has that new car smell when you walk in.
you can smell the carpet.
Really does. You can still smell the paint. But I still like walking into the classic casino, the Island View Casino. It has that old feel, you know. There's a little bit of smoke here and there, that kind of thing. But we got a good filtration system. It's not bad. And, you know, the concerts are over there, and that's where everybody's coming. We got Jeffrey Osborne coming later this year. Sean Cassidy. I know you know who Sean Cassidy is.
Yeah,
you have no idea who Sean Cassidy is.
Not me.
He was one of the Hardy Boys, man. Come on. You don't even know who that is. Didn't they make you read that in high school?
I did read the Hardy Boys. That was something I did read growing up.
Sean Cassidy, Parker Stevenson, the Hardy Boys. He was a heartthrob. He was on the cover of Tiger Beat and everything. Mm-hmm. I didn't subscribe to Tiger Beat. I don't want to get out there in the public that I used to get Tiger Beat. That was like all the girls. They had Tiger Beat. I didn't get Tiger Beat. But, you know, but he was just a heartthrob and that kind of thing. And, well, now he's like, you know, he's a little older.
Yeah,
you know, but
yeah.
A little more seasoned. But looks good, sounds great. We're happy to have him coming. But we're on. You know, Alan Jackson's coming to the coast real soon. We're looking forward to all those great concerts, you know, here on the Mississippi Gulf Coast. We just love it. Island View is all about the coast. We love Gulfport. They treat us beautiful. Billy Hughes, the mayor over there, is fantastic. You know, I've met Fofo here in Biloxi. He's a great guy. All the mayors are just fantastic here in South Mississippi. And the southern six counties are just beautiful. It's God's country, man.
Yeah.
God country.
Oh,
we got gnats and mosquitoes, but it's God country.
Yeah, you can go run all along Beach Boulevard and you watch the sunset. You know, casinos all over.
Right.
Island View and 1-1's inside of Ronnie Simone. And the 4-3 lead for the Biscuits here on the top of the second. McGowan driving in Logan Allen. You know, it's a little bit different, I think, the beaches and everything like that to what I'm used to. But, you know, I said, there's water. I still love it. And Simone fishes and a breaking ball there from TJ, so 2-2.
The fishing here is phenomenal. Mississippi, Louisiana, I mean, the fishing is phenomenal out here. Of course, you know, this our entire water, the Mississippi Sound out here just south of the beach right there, we're looking at it from the distance. It's basically the best shrimping and oysters as you can find in the United States. Absolutely amazing. Shrimping season just opened up, and people are tearing it up out there, bringing them into the docks. If you want fresh shrimp, you go to the docks and get it.
Well, that's one thing. I want to go on maybe a shrimping char or something like that, you know, where you can do that and you go shrimping. So
you can.
I'm sure Island View probably hooks, you know, some of the people up maybe.
Every once in a while, you know, people come to the – it's funny. The casinos, people come to the casinos. They're there to play. They know where their machine is. They know where their favorite restaurant is. They know where their favorite servers are, and you know, and they love going to the buffet and stuff like. And it's great. It's such a fun environment, and it's just, you know. So if you're looking to come to South Mississippi, you need to be ready for some warm weather. You know, look for the warm weather. Look for the casinos. Yep. Look for the sand on the beaches. It's just a beautiful place to live. It really is.
So how long have you been working at Island View Casino?
I've been there about 9 years. Okay. I've been in the casinos for close to 20 years altogether. Promotions and special events are what I do. MCing, the whole nine yards, give me a microphone. I don't care how many people's in the crowd. You know, I'll get out there and do it. I don't care. It don't make any difference to me. So when they said, hey, come on out. You know, we're going to get at the Shucker Stadium, and we're going to, you know, do the interview in the field. I'm like, oh, great. I said, it's all radio. It's no big deal. Yeah. I got out there, and there's a screen. I'm like, oh, man. I said, I'm going to be on TV. People are going to have to look at my ugly mug, man. There go the ratings.
That's over on TV and radio. Double dipping. First pitch to Grant Witherspoon down and in ball one. Runners on first and second, one out. Top of the second inning, 4-3 Biscuits. So where else did you work prior? You said you worked at casinos for almost 20 years.
Actually, I worked at Borobash for a long time. You know, back in the days, it was sweet people I worked for, and then I went to go work like at Island View for Rick Carter and Terry Green and their staff. And like I said, it's just amazing how wonderfully sweet those people are. They're a locally owned casino. A couple local guys, you know, opened up the Island View, and of course they had the Copa Casino before that, and you know, before Hurricane Katrina, and the current casino's been there 16 years, and it's a lot of fun. It really is. To get on the floor, get the microphone, and give away money all night long.
Yeah,
I mean, who can beat that, right?
I'm saying you keep saying you put a microphone in front. You might have to get you down here and MC some during in between innings. Sometimes.
Hey, don't tease. don't tease.
A 1-2 pole in the ground, foul pass, still with the first baseman. Got 1-2 on Witherspoon. So have you been over to watch the Shuckers, you know, times this year in the past?
I've been by a couple times, not nearly as much as I would have liked to. Sometimes nights get a little long, but there have been many times in previous seasons during the fireworks. I'm driving home on 90, passing the stadium as the fireworks are going off, so I get to see them every so often. but more a part of the Shuckers in the future, talking to the staff here at the stadium about Island View being a little more helpful and getting out here, especially with the customers, you know, throwing T-shirts and stuff to the crowds. I'm like, I'll sit in my office and bundle 100 of them with rubber bands. I don't care. It made no difference to me.
Now, are you going to be physically throwing T-shirts?
Why not?
Warm up the arm a little bit?
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't know about that. You know, you get me to throw a ball, I wouldn't be worried about the catcher. I'd be worried about the guy in that top tier over there. That's where my ball's going.
Well,
up there.
That's what I always used to do when I was in college, you know, graduated last year, and I was an orientation leader, so one of the things we did was we threw T-shirts like that to some of the incoming freshmen watching, a introductory video about. I went to school in Rhode Island, so a small Catholic school, Providence College. You know, watch basketball hoops or anything, we're pretty good. But so I used to do that where I would try to throw it to the furthest kid in the room in that T-shirt. I'm like, I am going. You know, I'm a former baseball player. We're gonna air it out like we're Joey Weimer in right field right now. There's a broken bat, little flare into shallow center field. Frelick fields in a one-hop. He comes up throwing home. A good throw on the money, and they got him. Holy cow, Sal Frelick.
That was beautiful.
What a hose in center field from the first-round pick a year ago by the Milwaukee Brewers. He's a former quarterback.
What?
And he guns down Jackson McGowan to end the frame. 4-3 Biscuits lead. And, Steve, thanks for joining us in this
half inning. Absolutely. I appreciate you, and I appreciate the whole staff here at Shucker Stadium for letting Island View come out. And we're looking forward to the fireworks. And I'll pop a few in your honor, just so you know. The really big, pretty one, I lit that for you. Just keep that in mind.
I'll, I appreciate it, Steve, and definitely for sure come out more Shuckers games, and we appreciate Island View sponsoring Fireworks Friday tonight.
Thank you very much.
Again, that'll wrap up. Listen to Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Shuckers Broadcast Network.
Baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today for the
The Shuckers are lighting up the Biloxi sky every Friday night at MGM Park in 2022. Come join us on May 27th for Fireworks Friday, presented by Island View Casino, as the Shuckers take on the Montgomery Biscuits. Tickets are starting for as low as $8, so grab the family and come be a part of the Friday fun. Reserve your tickets today at BiloxiShuckers.com.
The Biloxi Shuckers are proud to support those who serve and invite you to join us on Military Wednesday, presented by Keesler Federal Credit Union. Every Wednesday in 2022, active and retired military members with a valid military ID will receive $2 off dugout and reserve level tickets. For more ticket information, stop by our ticket office or go online to BiloxiShuckers.com.
Welcome back to MGM Park in the bottom of the second inning. Sky is the 1-0 pitch towards the warning track in right field. It's caught by Nico Holsizer, kind of awkwardly as well, but Sal Frelick, heck of a throw from center field to end the top of the second inning. But again, 4-3 Biscuits as the first pitch is rifled by Valero out into right center field. A dive by Witherspoon. It trickles past him towards the warning track. Valero's around second base. The relay throw in towards. Well, a sharp relay throw from right center field where Holsizer and Witherspoon were converging, and they end up getting Valero trying to stretch a double into a triple. So we have seen two really nice defensive throws. Perfectly executed by the Biscuits, and just like that, two outs here in the bottom of the second inning. Right fielder Joey Weimer takes a fastball called strike on the outside corner. Once again, Thomas and Zarella. Thanks for joining us. We're happy to be joined by Steve Greenfield last half inning as Weimer takes a spill. Slider at the shoes. He dances out of the way. Well, Steve Greenfield from Island View Casino. Thank them for sponsoring Fireworks Friday tonight. As 1-0 pitch waved down and missed. And Weimer takes a close fastball in the outside corner. And John Doxakis, who struggled in that first inning, had to face nine batters. Weimer takes it and up and away. Counts full at 3-2. Two outs. Space is empty. 4-3 Biscuits in the payoff home as Weimer pops it foul behind home plate. As Weimer pulls it high in the air down the left field line, but just hooks it foul. Well, it's always when Joey Weimer is at the plate, all eyes have to be on the power slugger. Now, courtesy of Cincinnati, former Kevin Youkilis. It's 3-2, and Weimer takes it up and away. Ball four, trying a backdoor slider. And so a two-out walk issue to Weimer. Thomas Dillard slugger out of Ole Miss. Smith hitting batting from the right side. Dillard facing Doxakis. Works from the stretch, peers towards first, kicks home, and the first pitch is rifled out on a deep center field. Witherspoon on the run, it's over his head. And one hops off the wall. Wimmer flying around third base. He is in to score, and an RBI double from Thomas Dillard ties the ball game at 4 once again here in the second. We're talking about fireworks after the game. We didn't know there'd be fireworks in this game with all the runs being scored. That's now 8 runs in the first 2 innings of this contest. Now Dillard driving home. Weaver again with a 2-out walk, and those 2-out walks always seem like they come back to hurt you. Now Jackson reads the DH. First pitch from the southpaw is inside with the fastball for ball one. The Biz gets out of righty warming in the bullpen in the first inning. No longer, nobody down there. Now the Doxakis has got out of the first inning. And the 1-0 down and away. Thanks for ball two. Well, the Shuckers again send 9 men to the plate in the first inning, leaving the bases loaded, but did get 3 runs on just 1 hit. And Reitz takes a close fastball in the inside half. Called a ball, though. It's 3-0. So Dillard at second base. 2 outs. 4-4 tie game here in Biloxi. The 3-0 is down and inside. Ball 4. He walked him. Well, he has had a problem commanding his fastball at times. That's now 5 walks for Doxakis. Again, I read his numbers earlier. He had just 8 33 2/3 innings with high A Bowling Green. And a pair of 2-out walks here. Runners on first and second. Tristan Lutz, the left fielder, takes a tight fastball in the inside half for ball one. Lutz an RBI walk last inning. And Lutz pops it foul first base side. And the count back even, 1-1. Well, that's where the run that Sal Frelick saved in center field, throwing out McGowan at home plate, could come really help decide this contest the way it's going back and forth right now. Shuckers have yet to lead in this game, though. And the 1-1 outside with the fastball, 2-1. And the Biscuits scored 3 in the top of the first. Shuckers answered. Biscuits got 1 in the top half of the second inning. And then the RBI double from Thomas Dillard ties it at 4 apiece. Doxakis kicked with the letters at 88 miles an hour, 3-1. Fastball up and away, ball 4. Second time Lutz has walked, and the bases are loaded for the second straight inning for the Shuckers. Well, this is where it's going to come down to. Can they get over the hump? That's going to do it for possibly Doxakis. Now Morgan Ensberg comes out. He'll peel down towards the bullpen, and that will do it. Second round draft pick in 2019, Doxakis. The 23-year-old departs after an inning and 2/3, walking 6 batters in his Double A debut. Look at the numbers on the new hurler into the ball game, and let him warm as a step aside here from MGM Park. Listen to Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Shuckers Broadcast Network.
Join in on all the fun this summer at MGM Park with a Shuck Nation membership. Besides tickets to all 69 home games in 2022, Shuck Nation delivers behind-the-scenes access to exclusive events, team store discounts, and special game day perks. Pick from our full or half-season options and join the Shuckers community. For details on how to join, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
Get everything you need to show your Shucker pride at the Shucker Shop. Located behind home plate on the concourse at MGM Park, stock up on gear for the next big game. From hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and jerseys, the Shucker Shop is your one-stop shop for all things Biloxi Shuckers. The Shucker Shop is open Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. and throughout all Shuckers home games. You can also shop online anytime at shuckers.milbstore.com.
Stay up to date with all things Shuckers this season by following us on social media, from news and highlights to game day promotions. Shuckers on Instagram at official Biloxi Shuckers, and on Facebook and TikTok by searching Biloxi Shuckers. And don't forget, tag us in your posts when you're at the game using the hashtag ShuckYeah or Shelfie.
Tie game in the bottom of the second inning. Bases are loaded with two outs. Andrew Gross, the new pitcher. Sidewinding right-hander. First pitch fastball up and away to Cam Devaney for ball one. Well, Dox Akis off to a good start of this inning. As 1-0 hooks outside, 2-0 the righty Devaney. And a two-out walk to Joey Weimer. Diller drives him with a double to straightaway center. Reitz then walks, and then Lutz walks. Back-to-back walks, six total tonight. The young southpaw has a 2-0 called strike on the inside half to Devaney. It's 2-1. Gross, 25-year-old, 39th-round draft pick in 2019 out of UTA, Texas Arlington, making his 10th appearance here in 2022. As fastball high, 3-1. Made one appearance in Bowling Green this season. It's his ninth with the Biscuits. 1-1, a 2.87 ERA. Six strikeouts in 15 and two-thirds. As a fastball chopped on the ground right to Frank the short. He'll flip the second to Simone to bring an end to this second inning. We're all square at four. The Shuckers do leave him loaded, though, in the second inning as Gross gets out of the danger. Well, when we return, Shuckers will see if T.J. Shuck can throw up a zero in the next half inning. We'll step aside on the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network.
How would you like to look better and feel better? You can, with a little help from Doctors Nutrition. For over 25 years, we've helped thousands of clients by providing them with custom, individualized nutritional and supplement plans that get amazing results. And all consultations are free with a licensed chiropractic physician. We're your one-stop shop if you live locally. And if you live out of the area, the same services from a distance are offered. Find out more today. Visit doctorsnutrition.com. Proud sponsors of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball.
Hey, Floyd.
Yes, Perky.
How do I look?
Less disheveled than usual. What's the occasion?
Heading to the river. There's some pretty gals down there.
Your truck's too ragged. Ain't no woman gonna go for you in that.
No?
No, you don't want the truck working against you. You need to head to Southern Pro Truck first.
Yeah?
Get you some steps and running boards and nice tonneau cover. Southern Pro Truck's got all the stuff to make your truck look sexy.
Shouldn't I look sexy?
Baby steps, Sparky. Baby steps. Southern Pro Truck, Highway 49, Gulfport, 5 minutes north of I-10.
Dan Hicks with Paulie Zinger, welcoming you back to the Healthy Stand Classic.
You couldn't ask for better conditions. 68 degrees and a UV index of 3.
This direct exposure to midday sun could be increasing her risk to melanoma.
It looks like she's making a change.
Now let's see what she takes out.
Oh, wow. Looks like she's pulling out a 15.
I don't know. Looks like she's going with a 30.
Strong choice.
Incredible.
Stand up to cancer at Optum. Want to help you reduce your risk for cancer. Visit takeahealthystand.org.
And welcome back to MGM Park in Biloxi, Mississippi. Shuckers Biscuits, game two of this series, 4-4 tie game so far. There's a breaking ball on the inside half, called strike to Nico Holsizer. The right fielder, Thomas and Zarella, joined by Arm Layton tonight. Coming into town, as pitch in the dirt, it's 1-1 Arm with Just Baseball, his website, podcast, everything in between. Arm, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me on, man. It's a blast to be here. Really low, Luxie, and I appreciate the hospitality so far.
A 1-1 Holsizer. Sends a jolt in the deep left field. It's out of here for a home run. Nico Holsizer clearing the yard just to the left of the Visit Mississippi sign. He's got not one, but two home runs tonight for the Biscuits. And they retake the lead 5-4 here in the third.
So, Thomas, I think he broke that bat.
I think so, too. That was a broken bat home run. You want to know how much power Holsizer's got? Light tower power. That's what he's got. That bat. It's like the natural. First pitch, Eric Osberg serves deep into left center field. Frelick over to his right, makes the catch in the alley. And one out here. Again, 5-4. So far, it's been back and forth. So many runs on the Southern League this year. I know you guys follow the Southern League a little bit and just kind of the prospects and all that. Plenty of runs tonight. Usually the Southern League is a lower scoring league, but that has not been this year because of guys like Holsizer and Joey Weimer.
It's amazing because you seem like you don't get a day off with how many arms there are across this league, with what the Marlins have built there, with what the Rays have built. Mm-hmm. Weimer said it himself when we talked to him earlier today. He's like, there's not one pitcher that I'm looking forward to facing again right now in this league.
Now bounce on the ground. Dillard to a knee at first. He'll step on the bag himself. Three and assistant. Two outs as Tyler Franks put away. I know, obviously, we worked together, and Jack Papone, who's here with us, worked on the Cape together, and a pair of minor league broadcasters coming into town this weekend. So, I know we've seen some talent going from the Cape to the pipeline here in the Southern League in AA. Guys like Weimer that's got to hurt. Plunks him on the inside left elbow area. Logan Allen takes off the protective gear, and it will jog down the first baseline. Second time he's been hit by a pitch today, so gets a nice warm bath or ice bath, though. Let's talk a little bit, too. I know you're just baseball. You're talking yesterday. You're going to go work in Jupiter with the Hammerheads, and then COVID happened and started this great podcast and website with Just Baseball. That's popped into right field. Weimer charges in, makes the catch. In shallow right field to bring a conclusion to the 30. We'll get back to that. On the other side here, after 2.5, Biscuits 5, Shuckers 4. Holsizer, his second home run today, gives the Biscuits the lead. As Biloxi Shuckers baseball will continue in a moment.
Live in luxury for a night at an affordable price by reserving a spot in the Cloud 7 Skybox for the next Shuckers game. Located on the third base side of MGM Park, the Skybox offers indoor and outdoor seating, exquisite all-you-can-eat food, a cash bar, and wonderful views of the Mississippi Sound. Tickets start at $48 for groups of 12 or more. To book your spot in the Cloud 7 Skybox, call 228-233-3465 or visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
The DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi is the ideal spot for your stay on the Secret Coast. Located within walking distance of beaches, casinos, and of course MGM Park, the DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi offers the best accommodations on the coast. Plus, don't forget to ask for their signature warm cookie. To book your stay, call 228-546-3100 or visit Hilton.com. The DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi, the official hotel of the Biloxi Shuckers.
Interested in having your next birthday party, family, or group outing at MGM Park? Enjoy a discounted rate on tickets when you bring your group of 10 or more to a Shuckers baseball game. Group tickets are available in the Seating Bowl, or see about booking one of our hospitality areas, including two party decks, a private suite, or the left field terrace. To find out how you can save, call one of our ticket representatives today at 228-233-3465 or visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
To the home half of the third inning in Biloxi as the Sun starts a set on the Mississippi Sound. 5-4 Biscuits advantage after Nico Holsizer leaves the yard for the second time tonight. Andrew goes the righty back in, and a first pitch runs inside on Brent Diaz. It hits him, and he'll jog down the first baseline. Once again, Thomas and Zarella armed Layton here in Biloxi. And Jason Koka, the third baseman. Well, a switch hitter kicks some dirt around from the left side. We're just starting to talk about, you know, just baseball. And, you know, Harm, tell us a little bit more about how that started and kind of what's it up to today.
Yeah, well, first and foremost, really excited to be able to talk to some of the guys that you set us up with today.
Koka, one hops off the right field wall. He'll scoot to second base with a double. Here come the Shuckers bats.
The former play-by-play guy, and he wants to let you call every play here, so I don't know if I should keep going or not, but, you know, we want to cover baseball in its entirety, and it's so fun to, you know, go all the way up to the big league level and, you know, cover it from a fantasy lens, from just a traditional baseball lens, but then also going all the way from college to the minor leagues, doing, you know, top prospect conversations and, you know, writing that up and, you know, just everything you need to know about the talent from top to bottom, because there's just so much of it. And I think you see it firsthand right here. I mean, how many talented, incredible players there are, that there's such a hunger, I think, from fans to really get an idea of who is next, especially when your team's not doing great at the big league level,
yeah.
Right? Who are the prospects that we can look forward to? And I'm seeing more and more fans tune in to get the games like this,
yeah.
and tune in to see what South Relic's going to do. And I definitely enjoy catering to that.
And the 0-1 and by Frilick is tomahawked foul to J.J. Reimer in the first base coach's box. It's 0-2 on him. And talk about Sal. Walked and scored in the first inning. Flied out to right in the second, but he had the incredible throw to end that second inning. Top out in the first inning, too. Said right after in a sin. He's a three-sport athlete. Former quarterback in there in center field. He had Steve Greenfield on him from Island View Casino. As the 0-2 dips down and away. It's 1-2 to Frelick. And talk about the prospects. Frelick, one of those guys on this team, the number one prospect in the Brewers organization. Of course, you guys have spoken before the season to Joey Weimer and, you know, talked about him and his transition that he's made in his swing. As a 1-2, slow roller first base side. McGowan's coming home. Not in time. Diaz slides in safely. That was a quick reaction, and Diaz read it right off the bat. Had to be there quickly, and just a half step before the throw from McGowan. Ties the ballgame at 5.
Definitely excited to get that conversation out there on Monday that we had with Sal. And again, appreciate you helping set that up, because he is one of the cooler dudes that we've spoken to. I know Jack can attest to that too. Just humble guy who just really didn't even think he could get to where he is now until a couple months before the draft, which
yeah.
I think people will be floored, and that'll be on the call-up podcast on Monday. But just so amazing to hear the stories, because each of these players come from a different background. I mean, we saw Joey Weimer in the Cape.
Yeah.
This is the different-looking Joey
different,
Weimer.
Yeah.
Than
it's
who
a
he's.
Different guy.
It's amazing.
Just seeing a couple years difference and just what happens, obviously, from college and into professional baseball. As Valera rolls it back up the middle and through into center field. Koka jogs home from third, and the Shuckers have their first lead tonight on a skipper up the middle by Valerio, his second hit tonight. So still nobody out, and Gross has coughed up the Biscuits lead. It's now 6-5 Shuckers, runners on first and second. Here's your guy, Joey Weimer, the right fielder. A check swing fouls it back. Mike right out in the first, walked and scored in the second inning. And that's one thing that, you know, talking to Joey week by week and just being around him, he's said he's wanted to cut down on some of those strikeouts and the numbers that he's had, which they're not high by any means compared to other guys. But for him, that's his goal. As the 0-1 takes a big, healthy cut at a breaking ball, it's 0-2.
What's really amazing with him, too, is the speed.
Yeah.
Because we saw the batting practice show he put on. You see the home runs he's hit over the Visit Mississippi sign. But this guy's the borderline plus runner as well. For how big and strong he is, it's wild.
We've talked about that a lot of times this year on the broadcast. Garrett and I have. Is the 0-2 wipeout slider outside, 1-2. And we've talked about how on the team, really, this year for the Shuckers, they have so many guys like that. Guys like Sal Frelick and Garrett Mitchell, obviously on the IL right now, and Weimer, but they put pressure on the infielders to make a play. I mean, we saw almost Garrett Mitchell beat out a throw from second base It's a breaking ball popped up behind home plate. Berglund tosses in the mask in front of the Shuckers dugout, makes the grab right in front of the Shuckers training staff. There is the first out, but you know that's something I know Mike Guerrero has talked about too, the Shuckers manager, saying that's something that maybe he wishes we had more kind of, you know, count that more as a stat. Obviously, like, you know, we have batting average of balls in play, and how about, like you're saying, Weimer with his speed being able to really, it's really underrated. As Thomas Dillard, first pitch inside for ball one. Dillard having a bounce back game today, reaching base both times. RBI double an inning ago. I think the Biscuits happy that ball stayed in the ballpark with Dillard's power. Runners on first and second, 1-0. Dillard goes the opposite way. Allen backing up, feeling for the wall, makes the catch on the run. Just in front of the Visit Mississippi sign. And Dillard, that's one thing he has as well. He can go the opposite way, especially here at MGM Park, down towards that 350 sign. That's where he can really live out there for sure.
In your experience, because we were talking about this watching BP and Joey Weimer, but it seems like the ball really carries out here.
Yeah.
Would you say it carries more here than some of the other
ballparks? A lot of guys, if you're a pole right-handed power, 325, that's kind of towards Kaya Vetstreet. There's a breaking ball outside of reach for ball one. And then you see the wind tonight, though, it's kind of blowing out towards the Mississippi Sound. Now, Gary Green, the first day I worked here, he said the toughest thing to do here is hit the ball on center field, which Dillard has been one of the very few guys to do that here at MGM this season. As a 1-0 changeup inside, 2-0. But usually the wind, the flagpole you're seeing in right field, it will blow in for the most part off the Sound. Where tonight it's just slowly going out towards right field. Grow set, looks back towards second, the 2-0. Yeah, at the knees, missed inside them. Good looking pitch. It's 3-0 to Jackson. I will say last year, from what Gary Green told me, Garrett Mitchell put a ball out over the Barks root beer sign in right center. That is very tough to hit. I say most home runs are going to be down on the lines, closer towards the foul poles. And if you start carrying alleys, it's when you got sheer pop. As called strike at the letters to Reese. It's 3-1.
Was that one against the Blue Wahoos by chance?
I believe it was, yeah.
I heard some fables about that home run from some of my buddies on the team. They said Mitchell tapped into something they'd never seen.
Yeah. 3-1. Fastball dots the outside corner again, just under the lettering. 3-2 to Jackson Reitz.
Another guy, though, too, that can run. He's got the power, obviously, putting it over the root beer sign. I mean, this team just has so many well-rounded players that I was really excited to come out and watch.
The payoff home. Runner is going. And a foul at the dish as Reitz just got a piece of it. And that was one thing, beginning the series, seeing Gary Mitchell run. I know our time when we're on the Cape there. Mitchell was supposed to play there in 2019 for the Orleans Firebirds, where I was. But Team USA guy, so he did not make an appearance there. But against the right center field and seeing him fly around the bases, it was watching the speed of light. Payoff home, and that hits Reitz. Well, the second time tonight he has been hit. I picked him as my pick to click. You know, somebody's going to have a big game or hit a home run. Well, he's gone on base three times, two hit by pitches and a walk, so I will take that. Now, bases are loaded here for the third straight inning for the Shuckers.
What's the standard of click? Does that count?
I'm very new for Garrett and I, but I think it clicks. OBP's going up a little bit, but there is a stretch last series where Reitz homered in back-to-back games. I picked him three straight games. I said, I'm going to continue to pick him until he stops clicking. Now, Tristan Lutz. Fastball outside for ball one. And I know you and Jack, who's here. Jack spending time with the AAA fleet up in Indianapolis. The Indians as one of their broadcasters. Obviously, you traveling around all of minor league baseball, going stadium to stadium. Fastball outside, 2-0, but seeing the pitch clock in use. But you were here yesterday, and now here today, we're still in the bottom of the third inning, and it's over an hour in. So it seems like the opposite since you guys came here.
I know. And it's funny because Jack's been telling me all about the pitch clock. I loved it. I still saw the results yesterday. I definitely saw it.
Yeah.
And I'm a big fan. I mean, the fact that it went 10 innings and we were still under three hours.
Yeah.
That's huge. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're talking about some of these minor league games that drag on big time, and I enjoy them, but you can see the engagement from the fans. I know broadcasters are all in on the pitch clock.
Oh,
I'd assume
sure.
so, but I think players are warming up to it too, and I know fans for the most part like it. I didn't think it would make that much of a difference, man, but
yeah,
we talked about this last night after the ball game.
Yeah.
It really does make a difference.
Yeah, no, and talking to pitchers as well, I count 2 balls and 2 strikes on Tristan Lutz. Pitcher gets a groove, really advantage them. The two backing up, reaches forward, and makes the catch just before he runs in towards the wall as Lutz gave it a ride the opposite way and takes it away. Well, the Shockers do get 2 runs in the frame. Sal Frühling drives in a run and Felix Valerio RBI single, and the Shockers have their first lead, 6-5 after 3. And Arm, appreciate you having it on us here at MGM Park, and hope you guys enjoy the rest of the stay here.
I appreciate it, man. It's a blast getting back up here, getting the headset on, reminding me of the Cape. And,
yeah.
Really appreciate your hospitality, man. This is an awesome spot for people to definitely come out and check.
Oh, thanks again. As Biloxi Shockers baseball continue in a moment.
Jana Bergman Salon and Boutique is located at 446 Courthouse Road in Gulfport, and they want you to come see their great selection of stylish clothing, footwear, handbags, and jewelry. Like them on Facebook or follow them on Instagram for upcoming events. At Jana Bergman Salon and Boutique, they're still committed to exceeding your expectations. Join the experience. Jana Bergman Salon and Boutique. Call 228-896-5757 to set up your appointment today. Or drop by at 446 Courthouse Road in Gulfport to see all the great fashions.
Welcoming you back to appointment day at the Martinez House. Raul Martinez looking stressed about scheduling a colon cancer screening.
Anyone 45 or older should have this booked yesterday.
He's typing away solid form.
Uh-oh, now Raul's looking at his cell phone. Is he watching a cute video right now? That cat is not a person. It's preposterous.
But Raul uses his other hand to hit send.
Stand up to cancer and Optum want to help you reduce your risk for cancer. Visit takeahealthystand.org.
Are you craving something sweet? Order today from Melissa's Bakery. Specializing in gourmet cakes, cupcakes, and macarons, they have a wide selection of desserts to try. Melissa's Bakery also offers the widest selection of whole and individual serving cheese cakes on the entire Gulf Coast. Stop by. Melissa's is located next to Ice Cream Corner on Dito Road in Gulfport in the Hobby Lobby Shopping Center. Follow Melissa's Bakery on Facebook. Melissa's Bakery, where beautiful truly tastes delicious.
Pitch, fastball missing for ball one from TJ Shook, facing Michael Berglund, the catcher. A lefty as he pulls it on the ground, foul first base side. First base umpire Josh Gilruth was right there to make the call. We're over an hour, about an hour and a half in, playing 3 innings of baseball. It feels like we're before the pitch clock. Haven't seen that at all this year. 1-1. And Berglund takes a called strike at 90 miles an hour. Count 1-2. Well, neither pitcher so far has been able to silence the bats. Really just the command so far. As a 1-2, swing and a miss for strike 3. And TJ Shook as strikeout number 5 puts away Berglund for the first down, the top of the 4th inning. So 9-1-2 due up in this frame. Ronnie Simone, the second baseman. Switch hitter batting from the left side against the righty Shook. Coco, the third baseman, is in on the grass. And a first pitch inside as he lunges out of the way backwards for ball one. It's crazy, you know, we talk about the pitch clock as we're talking with Arm last half inning. And the 1-0 is lined the opposite way into left field. Fair ball down the line. It rolls up against the 325 sign. Lutz barehand scoops it up back in towards the infield. But Simone has his second base hit today. It's a one-out double in the 4th. So Grant Witherspoon, the center fielder, will try to tie the game back up. 6-5. Shuckers lead. One out. And a breaking ball kind of tied up Diaz there. The Witherspoon, who doubled and scored in the first, struck out swinging in the second. As Witherspoon golfs it into center field, Freelick waits it out, charges in on the run, makes the catch. And Simone not having a chance to tag up, and he obviously saw the throw that Frelick had earlier in the game in the second inning. So TJ Shook, two outs here, top of the fourth inning. Five runs on seven hits, one error for the Biscuits up to this point. As a fastball outside by Austin Shenton for ball one. We're talking about the pitch clock before and, you know, just having guys already batting for the third time around in this order for both sides. Obviously because Montgomery losing some arms. There's a COVID on the COVID IL. A fastball up and away 2-0. But also, everybody was moved back a day for Biloxi. They still rolled out the same rotation that they did, and now it seems like you're trying to revamp guys up because you had the off day on Monday. The COVID canceled out on Tuesday, rain on Wednesday. As a fastball downstairs, 3-0 to Shen. It just seems like these first two games, guys are still just getting back into it again. All of a sudden, you just get stopped abrupt for a few days, and it throws off your routine. 3-0. And a fastball high, ball four, and Shen walks. Not the worst thing in the world. Two outs. Gives you a force out at three bases, but you bring up Nico Holsizer, who's homered both times start his outing today. But Holsizer started the season with the Biscuits. Then got promoted to AAA in Durham as Nick Childs pops out from the first base dugout. Holsizer promoted to AAA Durham with the Bulls. Homer's in his first at-bat, played some games up there, and then was on the injured list until pops up again with the Biscuits. So Holsizer, who has been a thorn in the side to Shuckers pitching throughout his time in Montgomery. Two home runs tonight again. But again, a quick recap for those just joining us. It's really been a back-and-forth affair. Biscuits, three runs at the top of the first inning. Shuckers answer three at the bottom of the first. Same thing in the second, 1-1. And the Biscuits took the lead on a Holsizer home run in the third inning. Only to be given right back. Now Freelick bounced the ball in the infield. Scored a run. Then Valerio able to come up big. Drive home a run up the middle. So again, runners on first and second. Holsizer 2-for-2 tonight. The pair of home runs driven in four in total. And a fastball high and tight on him. Almost nicked his jersey for ball one. Shuckers bullpen is alive and well. Right-hander tossing for them. Two outs here in the inning. Runner going to third. As Diaz back pick towards first. Dillard was there. Few steps off the bag. So Diaz opting to go the short route to first. But Simone does steal third. And that's one thing he's done so well with Bowling Green. And the 2-0 is high and tight, 3-0. Shuckers taking the first game yesterday, 4-3 in 10 innings. Terrence Dawson, walk-off base hit. He's available on the bench today. 3-0-1 hops in, a back pick by Diaz, but it's ball four. Seemed like Shuck just trying to pitch around him, not wanting to give Holzizer a chance for the hat trick with the home run. Well, base is loaded, two outs. And Eric Osberg, the hitter here. That's going to do it for him as Mike Guerrero pops out from the first base dugout. He'll point down towards the bullpen. And TJ Shook in his home debut goes further than he did his first start. 3 2/3 tonight. Allows the 5 runs on 7 hits. Robbie Hitt will come into the ballgame. Pitching change underway here at MGM Park. We'll let him warm. Get to the numbers on him on the other side on the Shuckers Broadcast Network.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan, so make sure you... Jim. Jim.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
Double play! A double play!
Play ball!
The best deal in town is back. Double play Thursdays. Cash in on Thursday night deals that include $2 Yingling drafts, $2 hot dogs, $2 sodas, and $3 beer specials. Fans can also purchase the double play for as low as $13, which features a reserve level ticket and 2 drink vouchers good for Yingling draft or soda. Purchase your seats online at Biloxi Shuckers.
History of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Again, Robbie Hitt enters the ballgame for TJ Shook as the first pitch misses for ball one. Eric Osberg, so a pair of New England guys. And from Southfield, Connecticut. And Eric Osberg from Florence, Massachusetts, out in Western Mass. As a 1-0 good looking fastball, 92, called a ball to Osberg. It's 2-0. Well, two outs, base is loaded. 6-5 Shuckers in the top of the fourth inning. Hit making his 11th appearance of the season. 2-1 with a 4.15 ERA in 13 innings. A strikeout 14. And another close fastball. 93 on the outer half. It's 3-0. So Hit's in danger of walking in a run. 3-0. Is on the inner half, called strike to Osberg. Starting to feel a little bit like first three games in Pensacola, where it was a high-scoring affair and both teams trading leads. And the 3-1 inside, ball four will have another lead change as that walks in a run. And that run is going to be earned against TJ Shook as Simone jogs home from third. That's now 3 straight walks by Tyler Frank, the shortstop. Left-handed batter against the righty, Robbie Hitt. And a fastball tails outside of 93 for ball one. Frank 0 for 2 so far, struck out looking. Grounded out to first, Dillard in the third inning. Now Frank setting himself back in. A A single yesterday, 1-for-4 in his debut. The 1-0. Breaking ball on the ground, backhanded by Dillard, flipped to hit, who races to the bag. And they'll end the frame, 3-1 a put out. But a run in the top of the fourth inning after the Shucker is walked in a run. Ties the game at 6 after 3.5. We're tied at 6 on the Bloxy Shuckers Radio Network.
Join the Shuckers for Family Fun Day Sunday. For just $72, you can get 4 reserve level tickets, 4 hot dogs, 4 chips, and 4 sodas. Family Fun Packs are available for every Sunday home game at MGM Park this season. And don't forget, kids can also run the bases after each Sunday home game and enjoy a post-game catch on the field. Visit BiloxiShuckers.com for more ticket information.
There is always something going on every Saturday night at MGM Park. Shuck Yeah Saturdays are nights full of premium giveaways, entertainment, and more. Join us on May 28th as the first 1,500 fans receive a free Shuckers cooler bag presented by the Beau Rivage. To find out more information and purchase tickets, visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
Bring MGM Park wherever you go with MILB.TV and road games in HD from your computer, phone, or tablet with the MILB First Pitch app. Get your subscription today and use the promo code SHUCKERS to save an extra $10. Don't miss any of the action in 2022. Get MILB.TV today and watch the future Brewers stars of tomorrow shine tonight in Biloxi.
We've hit the home half of the fourth inning, all square at 6 apiece between the Bloxy Shuckers and the Montgomery Biscuits. His first pitch drops in the knees, called strike to Cam Devaney, 79 due up here. And this half inning, Biscuits tied it up in the top half. The Shuckers pitching walked in a run. And the 0-1, tails outside with a wipeout slider, 1-1 to Devaney. 2-for-2 so far for him. He's got a pair of singles. Pulls it on the ground. 5-6 hole. Diving stab by Frank, but his throw is offline. And Devaney will reach first base. Should be his third single today. Leadoff man's aboard for the Shuckers once again. That is now the third time in 4 innings that they have done that. Now, Biloxi now with their 6th hit tonight. Biscuits with 7 of their own. Brent Diaz, the catcher from the right side. And a first pitch. Tails up and away for ball one. Diaz, 0-for-1, was hit by a pitch and scored last inning. Here's the 1-0 on the heart of the plate for a called strike. Yeah, Diaz really doesn't, or Gross, excuse me, doesn't really throw that hard. Only a pitch to contact guy. The 1-1 is yanked on the ground through the hole on the left side into left field. As Devaney took a turnaround in second to hold the right there, though. And so they'll start the fourth inning, station-to-station baseball. So Harris singles, Diaz his first hit tonight. And really, every single part of the lineup for the Shuckers is clicking tonight. Jason Coco, the 9-0 hitter, doubled his last time up. Came around to score as well on the Valerio single. Runners on first and second. Still nobody out in the bottom of the fourth inning. And pitch down and away. Looked like a changeup that time from Gross. And who followed Docs Akis, went just an inning and two-thirds, allowed four runs, three of them earned on three hits, walked six, and struck out one in his Double-A debut. Rose 1-0, and a fastball high, 2-0 to Coco. Well, each team, if the Shuckers score here, will have scored in every single half inning tonight. And people say baseball is boring. And the 2-0 inside as Coca lunges out of the way. Cross home plate. And the count's 3-0. Tefani stands off a second. Diaz at first. 3-0 home. As a fastball, Coca taking all the way. Well, the Shuckers' longest game they played this season was the 4 hours and 12-minute game they had to start. That's with 11 innings, so it was before the pitch clock was really enforced. They didn't start enforcing it about the fourth game into the season. It's pulled down on the ground, a foul. You know, kind of talking tonight with, you know, Aram we had on here. And how the pitch clock has really affected minor league baseball. That's something that Tyler Herb said, who's now in AAA. Nashville Sounds for the Brewers. He was talking about how he can get into his groove. He wants to work fast. It seems like the advantage always goes to the pitcher that time. As Coca takes it outside, ball four. Another walk in this one. Oh, the bases are loaded. Top of the order now going their fourth time through the order here in the fourth inning. Sal Frelick, Lexington, Massachusetts native, just outside of the Boston area. Chance to drive in some runs as he pops it up over our heads in the press box. Out of play for strike one. Loud thud just over our booth. Have yet to get one in the booth this year. Nowhere to put Sal. Fielder's choice his last time. Last inning did bring in a run. Scrooge set the 0-1. Chopper right back to McGowan at first. He'll fire to home to get the force out. And so another fielder's choice doesn't play the run. Diaz and Coca advance 90 feet. Vanny is the man who is out at home. Out comes Morgan Ensberg from the third base dugout. That might do it for Andrew Gross. Clap his hands twice. He'll take the baseball from the right-hander. So another for MGM Park with one out in the bottom of the fourth inning. Shuckers look to retake the lead. All square at six. So the base is loaded on the Luxie Shuckers radio network.
Dan Hicks with Paul Azinger, welcoming you back to the Healthy Stand Classic.
You couldn't ask for better conditions, 68 degrees and a UV index of 3.
This direct exposure to midday sun could be increasing her risk to melanoma.
It looks like she's making a change.
Now let's see what she takes up.
Oh, wow, looks like she's pulling out a 15.
I don't know, looks like she's going with a 30.
Strong choice.
Incredible.
Stand up to cancer at Optum want to help you reduce your risk for cancer. Visit TakeAHealthyStand.org.
Did you just look down at your phone? You did it again, didn't you? You know, you're flying down the road in a 3-ton hunk of steel, and a text takes your eyes off the road for an average of 5 seconds. At 55 miles per hour, that's long enough to travel the length of a football field and cause some serious damage. Turn it off. Trust me. Whatever it is, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
I need these prescriptions filled, please.
What's your Megastore number, please?
What is that? I don't have one of those.
You'll need to go back to the back of that other line and then come back to this line when you get it. And there's no hurry. It's going to be 3 hours minimum on getting these filled anyway.
Are you tired of being a Megastore number? At Polk's Drugs on Pops Ferry in Biloxi or on Washington Avenue in Ocean Springs, they know you by name. And you're always in and out in a matter of minutes. And you know, best of all, you don't even have to get out of the car if you don't feel like it. Use their convenient drive-up window at Polk's. Either location in Biloxi or Ocean Springs.
Trevor brings in the new right-hander into the ballgame for the Montgomery Biscuits at the bottom of the fourth inning. Biscuits and Shuckers all square at six apiece. Springton comes in for Andrew Gross. Got one out of this inning, but the bases are loaded. A dangerous part of the order. Number two hitter, Felix Valerio. Pair hit so far today, double and a single. And he takes a fastball in the inside half for a called strike. Break out of North York, Ontario in Canada. 17th round draft pick in 2019 by the Tampa Bay Rays. Making his 13th appearance of the season. As the 0-1 from Brayden as a fastball fanned on and missed. And it's 0-2. Brayden making his 12th appearance with the Biscuits, 1-3 with a 3.32 ERA. One save on the air as well as Valerio skies it down the left field line, but pulled it out of play towards the concourse. Brayden did make one appearance in AAA with the Durham Bulls. Was reassigned just about a three-day stint up there in Durham. Reassigned on May 10th. As the 0-2 fastball up and away, it's 1-2. Well, that's just something the Tampa Bay Rays organization does so well. They just find guys anywhere. The Rays winning 3 out of 4 championships across all levels. As the 1-2 is foul tip. Giving to Berglund for strike 3. Strikes out the first batter he faces. Well, just to finish the numbers as well, the new right-hander, 19 innings so far with Montgomery, 23 strikeouts, opponents hitting just .194 off of him. The bases are still loaded. The Southern League home run leader, Joey Weimer. First pitch on the hands, pop foul behind us. Again, the second time tonight, and it is at the top of the booth, which hasn't happened all year really until tonight. As Weimer takes it outside. And the Cowpack even 1-1. Weimer walked in, scored in the second. Pop out in his score line. And the 1-1. As Weimer took a home run hack as he stumbles out of the right-hander's batter's box and takes off his helmet. Well, he was thinking of that one towards Island View Casino tonight. Climbs back in the right side. Brayden's 1-2. And a fastball, Weimer. Sends in the air, shallow left field. Frank, the shortstop going out, is called off by Allen, who makes the catch to end the frame. So again, the Shuckers threaten. And for the fourth straight inning, have loaded the bases. What a zero thrown up on the board. And thanks to Trevor Brayden against Valerian Weimer to end the frame. We stay tied at 6 apiece after 4. As Biloxi Shuckers baseball will continue in a moment.
Hey, Russell Wilson here, and I know how important exercise is.
It's essential. It's essential.
With Play 60, United Way and the NFL are helping kids stay active and play at least 60 minutes a day.
Healthy kids. Healthy kids.
But what this place needs is you. To donate or volunteer, go to unitedway.org/play60 because great things happen when we live united.
Donate.
Are you guys going to do that every time?
Yes, of course. Yes, of course.
Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Planning a party for your graduate can be a challenge. Preparing a wedding might just drive you crazy, but not if you go to Milner Rental Center and get some help from the experts. Milner's been doing this for decades, and they know exactly what you need to make that special event the talk of the town. Party tents, tables, and table settings, chairs, stages, dance floors, candelabras, and more. Visit Milner Rental Center on Dito Road in Orange Grove and Pass Road in Gulfport, or see us online at MilnerRental.com.
Okay, Sarah, I'm dropping you at Emily's, and Josh, you're going to soccer, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, and by the way, when I pick you up, I'll be wearing my short shorts.
What?
No!
Yep, me and my short shorts doing my daddy dance. Your friends will love it.
No!
Well, I might change my mind if you buckle your seatbelts.
Okay, okay, we're buckling up.
See, all buckled.
Whatever it takes, keep them safe. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. Visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup for more information.
Robbie Hitt enters back into the ball game for the Shuckers as we start the top of the fifth inning. 6-6 tie game. With the Biscuits get in Biloxi. First pitch is rocker the other way. Weimer twisting and turning and on the run makes the catch over his left shoulder. As Logan Allen is sat down on one pitch for Robbie Hitt. They gave it a good ride the opposite way. There's one of them. And T.J. Shook started this ball game. And then gave way to Robbie Hitt. As first pitch, fastball at the thigh, called strike. Jackson McGowan, the first baseman. And the 0-1. As a fastball here down in the zone. And the count back even 1-1. I don't know if we have seen a game like this all year long. You know, Chris Adams, all the Biscuits broadcaster, popping him into an inning. So this is nuts. That's a fastball on the outer half, called strike 1-2. Just the amount of lead changes, and you know, we've seen some hits, some power. But it just seems like everything in the kitchen sink is being thrown into this one. As a 1-2 slider down and away, 2-2. Gowan signed the Biscuits on May 17th, about 10 days ago. His fourth year of pro ball. And the 2-2, and McGowan lunges for a pitch on the outer half. There is a slider. Robbie Hitt's specialty. It's his first strikeout, and quickly two gone. We're talking in the pregame, too. He mentioned about how the Shuckers bullpen was rock solid yesterday. 7 1/3 scoreless out of the bullpen. Lucas Hersig picking up his first win. As a fastball outside of 93 to lefty Michael Berglund, the catcher. Lucas Hersig, former draft pick out of Menlo College, who played his baseball at Cal. It's a fastball down and in, 2-0. And into the Shuckers up in 2018 as their starting third baseman, now converted back into the bullpen guy, who has touched triple digits this season and sits around 98-99. And at the knees, called strike with the fastball. On to Berglund, 2-1. 0-2 tonight, popped out and struck out so far. Third time at the plate. As Hitt gets a sign from Diaz. And the 2-1. Down and in, fastball, 3-1. Well, there are a lot of regular Biscuit players not in the lineup because they're still on the COVID IL, like Brett Wisely, as a 3-1 foul tipped. It's full at 3-2. And Curtis Meade not in the starting lineup tonight. Right now, Biscuits on a 9-game losing skid because of it. 3-2 home as Berglund pops it foul, third base side out of play. Base is empty. Two outs here in the top of the fifth inning. 6-6 tie game. Called strike three. He got him on the breaking ball down and in. Robbie Hitch strikes out the last two in the fifth inning. Put a zero up on the board for the first time tonight for the Shuckers pitching. We're halfway home here at MGM Park. All square at six as you're listening to Bluxy Shuckers Baseball on the Shuckers Broadcast Network.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Manny Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today for the
The Shuckers are lighting up the Biloxi sky every Friday night at MGM Park in 2022. Come join us on May 27th for Fireworks Friday, presented by Island View Casino, as the Shuckers take on the Montgomery Biscuits. Tickets are starting for as low as $8, so grab the family and come be a part of the Friday fun. Reserve your tickets today at BiloxiShuckers.com.
The Biloxi Shuckers are proud to support those who serve and invite you to join us on Military Wednesday, presented by Keesler Federal Credit Union. Every Wednesday in 2022, active and retired military members with a valid military ID will receive $2 off dugout and reserve level tickets. For more ticket information, stop by our ticket office or go online to BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hitting first baseman. One for two so far. Had the RBI double in the second inning. Play to Joey Weimer as Dillard takes a call and strike from Trevor Brigg to the knees. It's 0-2. Thomas and Zarella. Here it is. As the 0-2 breaking ball is a called third strike, and Dillard knew it. Started backing out of the left-hander's batter's box. And Brigden, who shredded three runners, inherited runners as well last inning. Now two strikeouts in the first three batters. D.H. Jackson Reitz with one out, bases empty. And the first pitch high and in. Check swing lays off for ball one. Talked about Larry Jackson making his Major League debut with the Washington Nationals last year. July 10th. Chops it back towards the screen. It's 1-1. Pair of pinch hit appearances against the San Francisco Giants. He doubled his first time in his first debut, so got the base hit out of the way. As a 1-1. As a changeup over the knees, called strike 1-2. That's one thing yesterday when the Shuckers walked it off. Terrence Dawson getting his first double-A hit. Chucky Caulfield was trying to locate the baseball. That skied into left center field. Medium depth, it's playable. A couple slide steps to his left in the last second. Allen makes the catch. Let's see, reach for the second out. Well, they finally got it. I think Mike or J.J. Reimer, who was at third base after Mike Guerrero was ejected from the game, able to locate the baseball, and Terrence Dawson can hold on to that one. And first pitch, Tristan Lutz foul tips it back into the mid of Michael Berglund for strike one. Well, Trevor Bragdon, four up, four down of the bullpen, looking for a squeaky clean inning here is. Lutz fouls it off first base side towards I-110. It's 0-2. Well, the sun now fully set in Biloxi. An official set it down in right center field, illuminating the diamond as well. Right across the street. And the 0-2. Fastball high and in. Lutz watches high for ball. Tie game at 6 in the bottom of the 5th inning. 2 outs, bases empty. Might have our first scoreless inning between both sides tonight. 1-2, and a breaking ball. Swing and a miss. A changeup got him. And Brinkton strikes out his third batter so far in an inning and a third. A 1-2-3 fifth inning. Move on here in Biloxi as Biloxi Shuckers baseball will continue in a moment.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
What you can't get anywhere else. Mississippi Coast Supply. For plumbing fixtures you can rely on. Mississippi Coast Supply. Get selection and service too. Our price is low, our quality's high. What you can't get anywhere else. Mississippi Coast Supply.
They'll challenge your authority, because that's what kids do. But this car is your territory. And in here, your word is law. So when you say you won't move until everyone's buckled up, you won't budge an inch. Until you hear that click. Never give up. Until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. For more information, visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup.
We enter the top of the 6th inning in Biloxi. All square at 6 apiece. Thomas and Zarella, the Shuckers Broadcast Network. 3 up, 3 down on both sides of things. Start the 6th. Ronnie Simone, the second baseman, switch hitter from the left side. New pitcher into the ballgame as well as Robbie hits. Evening is over. Taylor Floyd in a first pitch sinking fastball down and away for ball one. So Floyd now the second pitcher out of the bullpen tonight. There's a breaking pitch. Pretty good on the outside corner, but not to the avail of Mark Bass, the home plate umpire. And the count's 2-0. White set, kicks 2-0, and a breaking ball almost hits him, and I think it hit him in the back. It did. It's 2-1. Mark Bass, the home plate umpire, signaling that it did. And Floyd kicks home, breaking ball outside, 3-1. Floyd, one of the 9 players of the Shuckers team that are in the top 30. Number 23, according to MLB Pipeline. On the season, as a 3-1 hard fastball, low ball 4, and so he walked him. Second time Simone has walked. He's been on a base all 4 plate appearances tonight. Let's get you some of the numbers on Floyd this season. 24-year-old right-hander from Carrollton, Texas. Selected the 10th round of the 2019 draft by the Brewers out of Texas Tech. Had the really rough start against the Biscuits, where he had 4 runs in a third of an inning. As a fastball tails away. So that's why his ERA is a little bit inflated. Now in his 8th appearance, ERA just under 12. 7 runs coming in that third of an inning. Otherwise, just 3 runs in 5 innings as a hard line drive hits off him. Kicks towards third, Akoka. He'll field to first and get the runner over there as Nelly attention turns towards Taylor Floyd. And out comes Matt Pollock and Nick Childs and Mike Guerrero from the first base dugout. That was awkward, too. He kind of hit down the kneecap area. And That's why Floyd's just staying on the back side of the rubber right now, and they're checking on him. Well, usually you see a comebacker really not around there too often, around the hand or the chest. And there is Matt Pollock, making sure he's okay. I'm going to have him throw a few more pitches here. They did record the out, though, at first base as Witherspoon's put away. There he is. Throwing that first warm pitch over for a strike. So a couple fastballs he's throwing here. Runner at second base, Simone's there with one out in the top of the sixth inning. Austin Shen, the header. The third baseman, one for two with a walk, a single, and a strikeout. A homered yesterday's contest. Drove in two in the ball game with a sac fly as well yesterday. Shen, the lefty batter. Swings and misses at the first pitch. Fastball in the inner half. 92. Formerly a fifth-round draft pick by the Seattle Mariners in 2019 out of FIU. Florida International has the 0-1, one-hopper in. Fastball 92. It's 1-1. We'll talk with Aaron before. Worked with him up on the Cape. That's where Shen played in 2018. Defeated Spencer Torkelson and Alec Manoa's team. Two big leaguers right now. As a 1-1, fastball low below the knees, 2-1. Well, Shenton, just like that pitch, is known for his strike zone discipline. On the Mariners system in 2021, Baseball America awarded him that strike zone discipline. He was traded on July 29th of last year. And a 2-1 and a breaking ball. Swung on and miss. Down and in. Right down the zone. It's 2-2. Trade in exchange for Diego Castillo on July 29th. Was playing at AA Arkansas before he was traded. Runner at second. One out. 2-2. And a fastball in the dirt is picked by Diaz. The count's full. That was somebody in Shenton who many were keen on after his hot start in Florida baseball back in 2019 and then 21. Maybe a steal out of the fifth round as a 3-2 breaking ball misses high for ball four. A second walk for Shenton tonight. Well, you have to wonder, too, if you're known as a strike zone discipline guy like Abe Holt is, how much benefit of the doubt do you get sometimes from home plate umpires? You see that a lot in the big leagues, I feel, when guys really understand the zone. And you're a 10-year vet. As a breaking ball back to Nico Holsizer. Dangerous batter at the plate right now. Two home runs so far today. Runners on first and second. Runners going towards third, and Simone, the second time he's done that, where he has stolen third. He puts himself just 90 feet from home. The pitch was called a ball as well. All sides are out of Moorhead State. Another guy, originally a Dodgers draft pick in 2018. And technically on MILB, he's on rehab assignment down here from AAA Durham. 52 career home runs coming in tonight in the minor leagues. This is a fastball low. 2-1. Top of the sixth inning. Biscuits 6, Shuckers 6. Go ahead and run at third base. Just one out in the frame. And the 2-1 Holsizer bounces towards the on-deck circle. Cadogan's back up at 2-2. Morehead State, if you have heard of the university before, they have that March Madness run, defeated Louisville 10 years ago now, as a 2-2 breaking ball inside, and Holsizer backs out of the way. It's 3-2. Holsizer, besides the two home runs, walked in the fourth inning. Eric Osberg is on deck. 3-2 as a fastball. Tribbled. Koka charging at third. Bare hand toss to first, and they get him. Because Simone had stole third, he's able to score on the bouncer on the infield. And so the Biscuits retake the lead 7-6 here in the sixth. Shenton also gets down a second, so he is in scoring position with two outs in the inning. Here is Eric Osberg out of the University of Hartford. And the first pitch fastball outside for a ball. Growing up, I lived about 10 minutes from University of Hartford campus. It's in West Hartford, Connecticut. Baseball program that produced a number of minor leaguers the last few years, including Osberg himself. The changeup down and away. It's 2-0. The Braves fans, if you're a Braves fan in these parts, first-round draft pick Sean Newcomb is one of the top prospects of the time for the Atlanta Braves. There's a 2-0 called strike on the outside corner. Well, the Hartford Braves just announced they made the NCAA tournament in basketball COVID year in 21. They played in the bubble as the 2-1. Swinging in the dirt is Osberg. It's 2-2. And so they are transitioning from Division I to Division III athletics, and a lot of people in the area not happy about it. You know, from Hartford and West Hartford, ESPN is only about 20-25 minutes or so to Bristol, and so Scott Van Pelt, another of sportscasters picking up the news as the 2-2 is looped foul third base side. But also Jeff Bagwell, University of Hartford alum as well, the Hall of Fame Astro. Runner at second, two outs, 2-2, and Osberg is late on the breaking ball for strike three. So Taylor Floyd picks up his first strikeout. The Biscuits get run on the inning on no hits, left in scoring position. We move on, home half of the sixth inning, it's the Biscuits. Retain the lead 7-6. Listen to Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Shuckers Broadcast Network.
Join in on all the fun this summer at MGM Park with a Shuck Nation membership. Besides tickets to all 69 home games in 2022, Shuck Nation delivers behind-the-scenes access to exclusive events, team store discounts, and special game day perks. Pick from our full or half-season options and join the Shuckers community. For details on how to join, visit theluxyshuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
Get everything you need to show your Shucker pride at the Shucker Shop. Located behind home plate on the concourse at MGM Park, stock up on gear for the next big game. From hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and jerseys, the Shucker Shop is your one-stop shop for all things Biloxi Shuckers. The Shucker Shop is open Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. and throughout all Shuckers home games. You can also shop online anytime at shuckers.milbstore.com.
Stay up to date with all things Shuckers this season by following us on social media. From news and highlights to game day promotions, follow us on Twitter at Biloxi Shuckers, on Instagram at Official Biloxi Shuckers, and on Facebook and TikTok by searching Biloxi Shuckers. And don't forget, tag us in your posts when you're at the game using the hashtag ShuckYeah or Shelfie.
Brinkton enters back into the ballgame in the home half of the sixth inning. Now the Biscuits have a 7-6 lead. First pitch to Cam Devaney. This is for ball one. And the 1-0 Devaney. Foul tips the fastball into the mid of Berglund. The count back even 1-1. Inning in two-thirds on the mound now. And what she has left. Three runners stranded, back in the fourth inning when he entered. Pumps a fastball, called strike on the outside corner. 1-2 to Cam Devaney, who's 3-for-3 tonight. Season-long on-base streak now at 12 games it stands. 1-2 fastball up and away. It's 2-2. Brayden so far has been probably the most effective pitcher on the hill for the Biscuits so far. And the 2-2. Is waved at a miss for strike three. And Brayden now his fourth strikeout on his sixth hitter he's faced. And quickly one away in the sixth. A catcher Brent Diaz. As a deal, so first pitch rifled back towards the screen for strike one. Mentioned Brayden from Canada. That's one country that it's really spreading like wildfire as the 0-1 fastball outside, 1-1. The success the Toronto Blue Jays had in 2015, and when the Blue Jays are a good team, the fan base responds really well. Remember back those Expos teams as the 1-1 high and tight with the fastball, 2-1. They started having a kind of a national showcase of high school baseball talent in Canada at the Rogers Center where the Blue Jays play. So 2-1 over the seats first base side of the plate, 2-2. Obviously a lot of hockey players coming out of Canada. That's their primary sport. As a 2-2, Diaz fouls back again, 2-2. Brad tonight singled, hit by pitch and scored, and struck out. And the 2-2 is right on the breaking pitch again. Looking like a changeup. But so Brayden, being from Ontario, he was able to pitch for Team Canada on the 2020 Tokyo Olympics qualifying last May. So around this time, he was suiting up for the national team. And the 2-2, Diaz loops it out of play, foul again, first base side. His teammates with a few major leaguers, including John Axford, a former closer for the Milwaukee Brewers. Had that cool mustache going for so many years. And the 2-2, a breaking ball inside. Good eye by Diaz. And the payoff home to Brent as he sends a deep drive high in the air down the left field line. Goodbye, home run, Brent Diaz. Ties the ball game at 7. His fifth long ball of the season. That is the first hit that Trevor Brayden has allowed tonight. One out, bags empty. As first pitch, fastball missing low. Jason Koka for ball one. And so the battle continues. As a 1-1, rifled back, 1-1. As Koka pops it foul again behind home plate. So the next team that scores, it'll be our sixth lead change tonight. And that's basically what it was on opening night in Pensacola, where you had 18-year-old Yuri Perez, the Marlins' number one prospect. Pitch for the Pensacola Blue Wahoos. There's a 1-2 fastball, zips up and away. It's 2-2. Again, Diaz, he may be only hitting 200 this season, but he comes up in big spots when the Shuckers need him. Another blast that time, just a solo home run. As a 2-2, Coca fans upstairs with a fastball for strike three. And brings a nice bounce back. Five strikeouts now for the right-hander. Two gone. Now Sal Frelick, center fielder left against the righty, Brigden. First pitch swinging. Loops it out of play, third base side. Got a 7-7 tie game here in the bottom of the sixth inning, and thanks to Brent Diaz and his solo home run. Here is the 0-1. Fastball foul back the netting. It's 0-2. Sal Perro filled his choices so far. Flied out to right of the second and walked and scored on the first. A two-hit night yesterday for him. Brayden nods in agreement, now steps off the back side of the rubber. And now I think because there's nobody on base, it's an auto ball. Brayden stepped off. Again, part of the pitch clock rules. And now some miscommunication as Michael Berglund, the catcher, comes out. And again, this is what happens, too. When you're not used to throwing to the same catcher, you've got Blake Hunt, who's caught yesterday for the Biscuits. On the bench today, as Frelick smacks it right back where it came from, up the middle in the center field. And so he has his first base hit tonight. Reaches with a single and 2 outs in the sixth. Just got a fastball that time over the heart of the plate. And a fastball at the knees, called strike to Felix Valerio. Frelick at first base, always a threat to run as the 0-1. Valera reaches for the fastball on the outside corner. Couldn't make contact. It's 0-2. Oh. Double in the second. RBI single in the third. The 0-2. There goes Frelick. Pitches a ball. Throw down a second. And Frelick swipes second base. Slides in feet first. Oh, Garrett Green was mentioning it before that. The Shuckers have been more keen on the base pass since Frelick was promoted. Of course, Sal's first series was against the Biscuits in Montgomery. The Biscuits swept the Shuckers that series in six games. A 1-2, Valerio muscles out of play, first base side over the sweets. Brayden glare back towards second and Sal. The 1-2 and a breaking ball. Good looking pitch. Must have missed low. And it's 2-2. Two outs and Frelick at second. The 2-2 to Valerio as he pops it out of play again behind home plate. A 2-2, Valerio pops it behind home plate, and so the battle continues between these two teams, or these two batters. But also the two teams, as I said before, the next team to score will be the sixth lead change tonight. fifth tie. As a 2-2 Valero line drive, one hopper to Frank at short. Fires a bullet to first and puts him away. Duendes Duke gonna run, and thanks to Brent Diaz, a solo blast on the left field line ties the ball game. After six innings of baseball here in Biloxi, we're all square once again at 7 to the Shuckers and the Biscuits as Biloxi Shuckers baseball will continue in a moment.
There are pawn shops, and then there's Dad's Super Pawn. If you've never been in Dad's, then you don't know what you're missing. Everyone at Dad's is knowledgeable and helpful. And if you're pawning an item, you'll get the most money. And if you're looking to buy something, you'll save like never before on new and previously enjoyed items. From jewelry, firearms, scopes, musical instruments, and tools, and so much more, you'll find it at Dad's. And at the right price. There's everyone else, and then there's Dad's Super Pawn.
Hey, Sean Cross here for Headliners Plus in Gulfport. When you leave Headliners Plus, in addition to leaving as a satisfied customer, you'll leave as a friend. Brian Hagwood and his crew have been helping friends, customers, and cruisers with their auto, marine, and aviation upholstery needs for over 25 years, one stitch at a time. If your upholstery is frail, freshen it up. Stop by for a free estimate on 34th Street in Gulfport. Headliners Plus, a proud supporter of Biloxi Shuckers baseball.
I'm John, a volunteer at United Way. I'm here at Lincoln Elementary School to find out what this place needs. Who knows better about what kids need than kids, right? Let's ask them.
Monsters!
Lasers!
A pool!
Another guinea pig!
More lasers!
Sprinkles!
I was thinking more spinach at lunchtime and maybe more exercise.
Nah.
Lasers are cool.
When it comes to creating healthier communities, what this place needs is you. To donate or volunteer, go to unitedway.org. Because great things happen when we live united. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Well, the Shocker is looking to find that New York groove here. And at the top of the seventh inning, all square hitter enters the ballgame. For the Shocker's first pitch fouled off the ankle. Of Tyler Frank for strike one. Frank 0 for 3 tonight. Facing the 25-year-old right-hander from Lindale, Texas. Drafted at Lindale High School. Third round in 2015 as fastball from Walters. Runs high 1-1. Nash 1-0 with a 7.47 ERA this season, his 14th appearance. Struck out 18 and 15 and 2/3. And the 1-1. Breaking ball popped up in the air behind him. Now to play. Really, just like Ursig, you'd think that Nash's ERA is a little bit more inflated than what the story may tell. He's a strike thrower. Throws hard. Fastball mid-90s. And the 1-2. Fastball up and away. 2-2. Walter is bouncing on the mound. The ready 2-2 is rifled the other way, but right at Lutz, the left fielder. He's going to move two steps to his left, record the out. One away. It's now the left fielder, Logan Allen. Liddy was just transferred to Double-A Montgomery. 2 days ago, 0 for 3 with a walk yesterday. Today, a pair of hit-by-pitches and a line out to right. As first pitch called strike. First year in Double-A for Allen. As a breaking ball change up that time. Swung on a miss, 0-2. Walters wants a new baseball. 14th round selection, the 24th Smith. One out, base is empty, the 0-2. And swing and a miss, strike three as Diaz shows the baseball. Mark Bass, the home plate umpire. And Nash making quick work so far. Two up, two down. Start the frame. So Taylor Floyd goes an inning, does give up a run. First earned run against Shucker's bullpen pitching in 9 2/3, going back to yesterday. Robbie Hett tossed an inning and a third out of the pen today. Two outs, bags empty. Jackson McGowan, the first baseman. Fastball runs high, 94 at the eye level. And a fastball tad high again. Gowan not budging out at 2-0. Well, Jackson, RBI single in the second inning. He's 1-for-3 today. And the 2-0. Lunge. Breaking ball down and away. Appeal to first. So he went around. Needs that slider, but now mixing the curveball as well. And the 2-1 is a fastball on the outside. Black called strike 2-2. Well, Nash now a three-pitch mixed guy. Fastball, slider, and curveball. Two outs. Nash is 2-2. His swing and a miss. He got him on the slider. Gets him reaching twice at it, and Walter is a 1-2-3 top of the seventh inning, including two strikeouts. The Shuckers take lead once again. All square at 7 here in Biloxi at stretch time. Listen to Biloxi Shuckers baseball on the Shuckers Broadcast Network.
Live in luxury for a night at an affordable Cloud 7 Skybox for the next Shuckers game. Located on the third base side of MGM Park, the Skybox offers indoor and outdoor seating, exquisite all-you-can-eat food, a cash bar, and wonderful views of the Mississippi Sound. Tickets start at $48 for groups of 12 or more. To book your spot in the Cloud 7 Skybox, call 228-233-3465 or visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
The Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi is the ideal spot for your stay on the Secret Coast. Located within walking distance of beaches, casinos, and of course MGM Park, the Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi offers the best accommodations on the coast. Plus, don't forget to ask for their signature warm cookie. To book your stay, call 228-546-3100 or visit Hilton.com. The Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi, the official hotel of the Biloxi Shuckers.
Interested in having your next birthday party, family, or group outing at MGM Park? Enjoy a discounted rate on tickets when you bring your group of 10 or more to a Shuckers baseball game. Group tickets are available in the Seating Bowl, or see about booking one of our hospitality areas, including two party decks, a private suite, or the left field terrace. To find out how you can save, call one of our ticket representatives today at 228-233-3465 or visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
Wimmer to start things off for the Shuckers in the home half of the seventh inning, looking to break this 7-7 even deadlock right now. New right-hander into the ballgame, Nathan Witt, 26-year-old, 6'4", 210 for the Biscuits. First pitch, fastball in on the hands. Two-hopper to Frank, charging in from short. He'll push across the diamond and put away Wimmer on one pitch to start the frame. 17th round draft pick by the Los Angeles Dodgers and Tucson State. Witt is 0-1 in his 12th appearance, 6.89 earned run average. Biscuits this season. Pitch in the dirt. Blocked by Berglund for ball one. 19 strikeouts, 12 walks, and 15 2/3. He's allowed 14 hits against opposition this year. Fastball 95, missing low, 2-0. One out, bags empty. Thomas Dillard, again the batter. RBI on a run scored so far. Hit in between as Dillard drives it into the alley in left center. As Witherspoon jogs to his right, makes the catch in left center. The bullpen's starting to settle down things in this game after the offensive fireworks show in the first about 3.5 innings. Didn't have our first scoreless inning until the bottom of the fourth. It was a 6-5 Shuckers lead after three. So with two outs, Jackson reads the DH. Some fireworks going off the distance, too. As a fastball missing outside for a ball. Behind the left field wall, just down Beach Boulevard, about a mile or so. As 1-0 down and away, back hitted by Berglund, the catcher. It's 2-0. Well, you see that'll happen a lot on July 4th. Fireworks going off in the area. Everybody's sending off some of their own. As a 2-0 is yanked foul, third base side on the ground. Shuckers have had their chances in this game. They left the bases loaded in the first four innings of tonight's contest. And a 2-1. There's a one hopper right to Shannon at third base. And puts away Reitz and the Shuckers in the seventh inning. They go down in order 1, 2, and 3. After 7 at 7. Tuxedo Shuckers baseball. We'll continue in a moment.
How would you like to look better and feel better by simply living a healthier lifestyle? Well, you can with a little help from Doctor's Nutrition. For over 25 years, we've helped thousands of clients by providing them with custom, individualized nutritional and supplement plans that get amazing results. And all consultations are free with a licensed chiropractic physician. We're your one-stop shop if you live locally. And if you live out of the area, the same services from a distance are offered. Find out more today. Visit doctorsnutrition.com. Proud sponsors of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball.
Hey, Floyd.
Yes, Perky.
How do I look?
Less disheveled than usual. What's the occasion?
Headed to the river. There's some pretty gals down there.
Your truck's too ragged. Ain't no woman gonna go for you in that.
No?
No, you don't want the truck working against you. You need to head to Southern Pro Truck first.
Yeah?
Get you some steps and running boards, a nice tonneau cover. Southern Pro Truck's got all the stuff to make your truck look sexy.
Shouldn't I look sexy?
Baby steps, Sparky. Baby steps. Southern Pro Truck, Highway 49, Gulfport, 5 minutes north of I-10.
Dan Hicks with Paul Azinger welcoming you back to the Healthy Stand Classic.
You couldn't ask for better conditions. 68 degrees and a UV index of 3.
This direct exposure to midday sun could be increasing her risk to melanoma.
It looks like she's making a change.
Now let's see what she takes out.
Oh, wow. Looks like she's pulling out a 15.
I don't know. Looks like she's going with a 30.
Strong choice.
Incredible.
Stand up to cancer at Optum want to help you reduce your risk for cancer. Visit takeahealthystand.org.
First pitch called strike. Lead off man in the city, Michael Berglund. Final hitter. Into the top of the eighth inning. Still tied at 7 as Nash Walters on the hill. And that one sneaked. And Berglund, who was 0-for-3 coming in this plate appearance, singles to the right side. His first hit. The Biscuits ninth as a team. Line of card flips over. Ronnie Simone, second baseman. 2-for-2. Pair of walks. He scored 3 times and stole 2 bases. He's done it all for this Biscuits team tonight. As Walter is set from the belt, kicks. Simone shows bunt, pulls it back in time for ball 1. Again, whoever scores next, he'll be the 6th lead change today. Simone tomahawks it foul, first base side. Past the first base coach's box for strike 1. Started way back in the first inning. Each team scored 3 runs. They kind of mirrored each other the next inning as well. Run each. Shuckers did outscore the Biscuits 2-1 in the third. Biscuits tied a Nico Holsizer home run in the fourth. His breaking pitch outside. 2-1. Biscuits then took the lead in the sixth, but Only momentarily, Brent Diaz solo home run tied it in the sixth. Walters set and kicks 2-1 Simone. Fouls it off towards the first base on deck circle. The count back even 2-2. Been a long ball game so far. Been a grinded out type of game. 2-2. And a fastball called strike three. 94 on the outside paint. And Walters, his third strikeout. It's a big first out. Well, Nash had put away the Biscuits 1-2-3 in the seventh inning. There for another inning or so. Grant Witherspoon, the lefty. First pitch hacking, pops it up into foul territory. Left side, lets the left fielder into the foul territory. Makes a snow cone catch right at the white line. Almost overran it. The ball started to come back towards the line the last second, but hangs on. Runner at first, two outs. All square at seven. And first pitch foul back to Austin Shenton. First strike one. Whoever wins this game is going to feel like they just ran a marathon. That's really can't sum it up any more than that. Walters 0-1. Foul back again to the netting. It's 0-2. Shen has walked his last two plate appearances up. 1-for-2 in total. Pair of walks. Fourth of the sixth inning. Runner at first. The 0-2. And Shen chases after a breaking ball down and away for strike three. So Nash strikes out two more in the inning. He's thrown two scoreless innings tonight. No runs on one hit. One man left on base. After seven and a half, Shuckers and Biscuits tied at seven on the Biloxi Shuckers Podcast Network.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan, so make sure you... Jim. Jim. We're on the air.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it for...
Double play! A double play!
Play ball!
The best deal in town is back. Double Play Thursdays. Cash in on Thursday night deals that include $2 Yingling drafts, $2 hot dogs, $2 sodas, and $3 beer specials. Fans can also purchase the Double Play for as low as $13, which features a reserve level ticket and two drink vouchers good for Yingling draft or soda. Purchase your seats online at BiloxiShuckers.com. Seven 7-7 tie game in the bottom of the eighth inning. Lower Vange in the background, just beyond the outskirts of the right center field wall. Past 9 o'clock local time here. Tristan Lutz, fastball high and tight. Just able to lean out of the way of it. Ball one. It's Lutz, Devaney, Diaz. 6-7-8 so far. And the lineup, at least the minimum to face. As first pitch is line foul, first base side. in towards the seats, 1-1. Shuckers and Biscuits. Like they're finding a boxing match right now. It is MGM Park. Down from right field pen, and Cam Devaney sticking his leg out. Makes a stop. He's a New England guy, the goaltender right there in hockey. The 1-1. Breaking ball sings low. 2-1. Well, Nathan DeWitt, who came out last inning, 1-2-3 frame, pair of ground outs and a flyout. That's all he needed. 2-1 is foul tip into Berglund's mitt, 2-2. Tristan Parra walks to start his day today in the first and the second inning. Lined out to right in the third, struck out swinging in the fifth. Kicks the 2-2 and lets his tardy on a fastball upstairs for strike three as he goes down on strikes. That's Witt's first strikeout of the game. So Cam Devaney, who's come up big for the Shuckers at times this season, can he do it again as he watches a fastball run outside for ball one? Base is empty, one out. And Witt kicks home, and Devaney down to a knee on the fastball. It's 1-1. Cam, three singles so far, 3-for-4, struck out his last time in the sixth. And another good pitch from Witt as Berglund sizes it up on the outside corner with a fastball 96, but it's called the ball. And 2-1. Finds his own 97 that time. Count back even, 2 balls and 2 strikes on Devaney. As a chopper up the middle. Back hit to stab by Simone from the outfield. Grass wide, throw in the tag. They couldn't get him. McGowan stumbled backwards as he had to come off the base to the left of it, then try to swipe on the backside while almost on the ground, basically. It's an E4 on Simone. So Devaney reaches, and that could be big because the man at the plate right now and Brent Diaz hit the game-tying home run. As a fastball forced outside for ball one. And a fastball gets towards the backstop. A wild pitch. It carries back towards Berglund, but Devaney scampers into second. So now really just errors compiling there with an E4 and now a wild pitch. It comes set, the 2-2 high and tight, and Diaz just dances out of the way of it. And they count 3-0. Diaz, two hits, a hit by pitch, 2-for-3, 2 runs and an RBI. Can he come up clutch again with another base hit? 3-0, and a fastball he takes all the way, called strike. Houston Koch is on deck, and then it is the top of the order for the Shuckers. And a fastball taken all the way again. Another called strike at the belt. 3-2. So all of a sudden, he's worked his way back. But don't fret. That was the count. And Devaney going off towards third. Unseen. Down and away. Ball four. Wow. Devaney was off and running. Witt didn't see him. through home. Ball four either way. Montevani steals third. He's just 90 feet away now. So now Michael Berglund goes out to talk to Nathan Wynn. Devaney, the go-ahead run in the bottom of the eighth inning. He's 90 feet from home, just one out. Yason Coco, the batter. All you need is a ball in the outfield deep enough to score Devaney. And now here comes Morgan Ensberg. He's going to come out and make a pitching change and trying to buy some time. Big spot here for the Shuckers. Looking for the sixth and maybe final lead change tonight at the bottom of the eighth inning. We're tied at seven. And Yason Coco off the face. A new pitcher on the other side. Listen to Luxy Shuckers Baseball on the Shuckers Broadcast Network.
Jana Bergman Salon and Boutique is located at 446 Courthouse Road in Gulfport, and they want you to come see their great selection of stylish clothing, footwear, handbags, and jewelry. Like them on Facebook or follow them on Instagram for upcoming events. At Jana Bergman Salon and Boutique, they're still committed to exceeding your expectations. Join the experience. Jana Bergman Salon and Boutique. Call 228-896-5757 to set up your appointment today. Or drop by at 446 Courthouse Road in Gulfport to see all the great fashions.
Welcoming you back to appointment day at the Martinez house. Raul Martinez looking stressed about scheduling a colon cancer screening.
Anyone 45 or older should have this booked yesterday.
He's typing away solid form.
Uh-oh, now Raul's looking at his cell phone. Is he watching a cute video right now? That cat is not a person. It's preposterous.
But Raul uses his other hand to hit send.
Stand up to cancer at Optum want to help you reduce your risk for cancer. Visit takeahealthystand.org.
Are you ready from Melissa's Bakery? Specializing in gourmet cakes, cupcakes, and macarons, they have a wide selection of desserts to try. Melissa's Bakery also offers the widest selection of whole and individual serving cheesecakes on the entire Gulf Coast. Stop by. Melissa's is located next to Ice Cream Corner on Dito Road in Gulfport in the Hobby Lobby Shopping Center. Follow Melissa's Bakery on Facebook. Melissa's Bakery, where beautiful truly tastes delicious.
Tie game at seven apiece. Bottom of the eighth inning, just one out. Runners on the corners. And Chris Gow enters the ballgame. 25-year-old right-hander out of Jacksonville, Florida. Yason Coco, the batter. This is the fourth appearance for Gow this season in Montgomery. Made eight appearances in Durham before being reassigned. So Gow replaces Nathan Wynn, responsible for both men on the corners right now. Coco double so far today. The switch hitter batting from the left side. Long pause, first pitch home. Over the top, breaking ball doesn't snap low enough. Misses high for ball one. Black glove from the belt, 1-0. And Coco sends a drive high in the air down the left field line, slicing towards the foul pole. And the catch is made by Allen just in front of the wall. That is deep enough, though, to score Cam Devaney from third. And the Shuckers take an 8-7 lead here in the eighth inning. Again, it's the sixth lead change tonight and may be the last one. And Coco Diaz also some heads-up base running. He gets to second base. Now Sal Frelick, the batter. There's a breaking ball high for ball one. Frelick tonight singled his last time up in the sixth. Also stole second. Driving a big insurance run here with two outs in the eighth inning. And it takes a fastball. Now Bell tie. One ball and one strike to the former Boston College Eagle. Pitch home, and Frelick slaps it the other way. Fair ball down the left field line. Diaz round second. He scores, and into second base is Sal Frelick with a quick double all of a sudden down the left field line. Shuckers with more breathing room. Now 9-7. He was right off the edge of the barrel, slicing fair territory. Shen, the third baseman, picked it up, but Frelick hustling out of the box gets two. And the Shucker is off and running. That is a huge run here in the eighth inning. Extra padding now with Felix Valero. Can he do the same? First pitch, breaking ball. Takes for a called strike. And fastball outside, 1-1. So things just got real interesting here. Well, now Sal opening it up. Back-to-back multi-hit games against the Biscuits as he dances off a second, the 1-1, a breaking ball. Frank calls it just to the right of second base, makes the catch, and puts away the Shuckers here in the inning. But not before they get two runs on one hit, one error, and one man left at second. We head on to the top of the ninth inning. Shuckers look to close things out against the Biscuits and win their second game in a row. All that next year on the Shuckers Broadcast Network.
Dan Hicks with Paul Azinger welcoming you back to the Healthy Stand Classic.
You couldn't ask for better conditions. 68 degrees and a UV index of 3.
This direct exposure to midday sun could be increasing her risk to melanoma.
It looks like she's making a change.
Now let's see what she takes up.
Oh, wow. Looks like she's pulling out a 15.
I don't know. Looks like she's going with a 30.
Strong choice.
Incredible.
Stand up to cancer at Optum. Want to help you reduce your risk for cancer? Visit TakeAHealthyStand.org.
Did you just look down at your phone? You did it again, didn't you? You know, you're flying down the road in a 3-ton hunk of steel, and a text takes your eyes off the road for an average of 5 seconds. At 55 miles per hour, that's long enough to travel the length of a football field and cause some serious damage. Turn it off. Trust me. Whatever it is, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
I need these prescriptions filled, please.
What's your Megastore number, please?
What is that? I don't have one of those.
You'll need to go back to the back of that other line and then come back to this line when you get it. And there's no hurry. It's going to be 3 hours minimum on getting these filled anyway.
Are you tired of being a Megastore number? At Polk's Drugs on Pops Ferry in Biloxi or on Washington Avenue in Ocean Springs, they know you by name. And you're always in and out in a matter of minutes. And you know, best of all, you don't even have to get out of the car if you don't feel like it. Use their convenient drive-up window at Polk's. Either location in Biloxi or Ocean Springs.
Arnaldo Hernandez on for the top of the ninth inning to try to close things. Two run, bottom of the eighth inning. And Hernandez follows Nash Walters, who tossed two scoreless frames. 13th appearance for Hernandez this season, 3-1 with a 5.71 ERA. The first pitch is a fastball, 93 called strike. 4-5-6, two up in this inning is Nico Holsizer. Kind of happy that he's here to lead off the inning and not maybe the second or third batter, because he's left the yard twice so far tonight. And the 0-1, a high and tight fastball, 1-1. Really, Arnaldo's ERA also, third time I'm going to say it, but is inflated because of his last outing. Hernandez's ERA was hovering around 3 before the game last had against the Braves last week. As the 1-1 and drops in a good-looking changeup. This is for a ball, 2-1. Hernandez gave up 5 runs. Got the loss his first of the season. His lone save as well. 5 runs in an inning on 5 hits. 8 days ago. And the 2-1, a good breaking ball. Holsizer swings over the top of 2-2, but Nico has driven in 5 runs tonight, including those 2 home runs. An RBI ground out in the 6th, drove in 3 in the first inning. Opposite field home run. Hernandez, righty set against the righty, Holsizer. 2-2, swing and a miss, he got him. The changeup down at the ankles. It was a really good one. And Hernandez strikes out Holsizer for the first out in the 9th inning. Eric Osberg, the designated hitter. And it'll be Tyler Frank who's on deck. That's the minimum that'll face Arnaldo Hernandez. Righty just set from above. They'll swing by Osberg. Lays off, though, for ball one. Eric today's 0 for 3. Had a bases loaded walk back in the 4th and then a drove in a run. That was when Robbie Hint came into the ball game. Plays TJ Shook. And the 1-0 Osberg clubs well in the air. Deep right center field, but playable for Weimer. And the alley makes the catch on the run. 2 away. So now it is all down to Tyler Frank, the shortstop. He's 0 for 4. Pair of ground outs, a line out, and a strikeout victim tonight. Shortstop with the flashy white shoes that blending in with the LED lights reflecting on them. White batting gloves, the lefty against the righty, Arnaldo Hernandez. 2 outs, bags empty. First pitch, foul back. For strike one. Well, this loss would be the 10th loss in the row for the Montgomery Biscuits. All 10 games. We'll see on the road as well as the 0-1, a wave and a miss. It's 0-2. Lost 7 games in Tennessee. Played just 1 game against the Blue Wahoos last week. Coming off COVID. And the Shuckers is looking to take the first 2 games of this series. 2 outs, base is empty. 9-7 Shuckers in the 9th. The 0-2. Breaking ball, swing and a miss. Strike 3. Arnaldo slams the door on the Biscuits. 2 strikeouts in the 9th inning, and the Shuckers hang on and win thanks to a 2-run bottom of the 8th inning. It was a Jason Koka sack fly and then a Sal Frelick RBI double down the left field line. The Shuckers to 7. It was a marathon of a game. We're going to recap it for you here next on the Shuckers post-game show. Don't go anywhere. Listen to Bucksy Shuckers Baseball on the Shuckers Broadcast Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Join the Shuckers for Family Fun Day Sunday. For just $72, you can get 4 reserve level tickets, 4 hot dogs, 4 chips, and 4 sodas. Family Fun Packs are available for every Sunday home game at MGM Park this season. Don't forget, kids can also run the bases after each Sunday home game and enjoy a post-game catch on the field. Visit BiloxiShuckers.com for more ticket information.
There is always something going on every Saturday night at MGM Park. Shuck Yeah Saturdays are nights full of premium giveaways, entertainment, and more. Join us on May 28th as the first 1,500 fans receive a free Shuckers cooler bag presented by the Beau Rivage. To find out more information and purchase tickets, Visit BiloxiShuckers.com. Bring MGM Park wherever you go with MILB.TV. You can stream all 138 home and road games in HD from your computer, phone, or tablet with the MILB First Pitch app. Get your subscription today and use the promo code SHUCKERS to save an extra $10. Don't miss any of the action in 2022. Get MILB.TV today and watch the future Brewers star. It's time to close the books on this game on the Biloxi Shuckers postgame show. Let's send you back to the ballpark. Well, what a marathon of a game that was here played tonight at MGM Park, in which results in a Shuckers victory 9-7. Once again, Thomas Cinderella here on the Shuckers postgame show. Shuckers taking the ball game 4-3 yesterday in 10 innings, and here today, well, they come back late in this one, scoring two runs in the bottom of the eighth inning. Let's recap it for you here quickly. Biscuits took the early lead in this one. Nico Holsizer, three-run home run in the first inning, got him off and running. And that's exactly what they needed. TJ Shook was making his Double-A debut, at least at home. He pitched last week for the Shuckers on the road in Embry. So it was his home debut tonight, gives him the third home run and Holsizer. But the Shuckers, they got his back at the bottom of the first inning. A walk and an error to start, and then Joey Weimer, RBI ground out, replayed that run. The Shuckers would then load the bases. Tristan Lutz, bases loaded, walk, scores another run. The Shuckers played three runs in the inning. Valerio scoring as well. And so a tie ball game at three, top of the second. Logan Allen hit by a pitch to start the frame. Jackson McGowan singles him home, a base knock up the middle. And that was the run for the Biscuits. So they go back on top fourth. That's the second lead change. And then the bottom of the second inning, the Shuckers tied again. Frelich flat out to right. Double from Valerio. He was out at third on a relay throw, trying to stretch it towards a triple. But a two-out walk to Joey Weimer. Throw doubles him home, ties the ball game. And so then our third lead change coming in the top of the third inning. Holsizer, 1-1 pitch, home run. We think it was a broken bat home run as well. Third of the ball game. And so a 5-4 Biscuits lead, which then in the bottom of the third inning, our fourth lead change, in which the Shuckers play two runs. Frelich fielder's choice. Valerio RBI single back up the middle. And the Shuckers take a 6-5 lead. Well, the Biscuits tie it in the top of the fourth. Bases loaded. Osberg walks. Robbie Hitt, who just came into the ballgame, first batter he faced. It's the run charge of T.J. Shook. He is up 6 runs in 3 2/3 on 7 hits. 3 walks, 5 strikeouts, though. But 2 home run balls to Holsizer, including a 3-run bomb off of him. Really no scoring for the next inning and a half. That was quite rare in tonight's contest until the top of the sixth inning, and which Holsizer RBI ground out with 2 men on results in a big run there for the Biscuits, and which would make it a 7-6 lead. So that was the fifth lead change. Now the Biscuits breaking even the tie. Shuckers tied at 7 in the bottom half of the inning. Brent Diaz, fifth home run of the season down the left field line, tied the ball game at 7. And then our sixth and final lead change tonight in the bottom of the eighth inning. Quick recap of that frame. A strikeout, E4, Devaney reaches, who then advances a second wild pitch. Steals third on the walk to Diaz. Runners on the corners. Jason Koca, sack fly down the left field line. And then Frelich, a little flare down the left field line. Ends up in an RBI double for him. Arnaldo Hernandez, 1-2-3 in the top of the ninth inning. That's your game recap. I mean, it's going to be a fun post-game story to write tonight. But really, just a bonkers of a game, reminiscent of the first three games in Pensacola, which good things happen in Pensacola. Shuckers swept the Blue Wahoos in games just like that. We'll take a look around the Brewers scoreboard and also some scores around the Southern League, all that next year. The Shuckers postgame show rolls on the Luxie Shuckers Broadcast Network.
Hey, Russell Wilson here, and I know how important exercise is.
It's essential. It's essential.
With Play 60, you stay active and play at least 60 minutes a day.
Healthy kids, healthy kids.
But what this place needs is you. To donate or volunteer, go to unitedway.org/play60 because great things happen when we live united.
Donate, donate.
Are you guys going to do that every time?
Yes, of course. Yes, of course.
Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Planning a party for your graduate can be a challenge. Preparing a wedding might just drive you crazy, but not if you go to Milner Rental Center and get some help from the experts. Milner's been doing this for decades, and they know exactly what you need to make that special event the talk of the town. Party tents, tables, and table settings, chairs, stages, dance floors, candelabras, and more. Visit Milner Rental Center on Dito Road in Orange Grove and Pass Road in Gulfport, or see us online at milnerrental.com.
Okay, Sarah, I'm dropping you at Emily's, and Josh, you're going to soccer, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, and by the way, when I pick you up, I'll be wearing my short shorts.
What?
No!
Yep, me and my short shorts doing my daddy dance. Your friends will love it.
No!
Well, I might change my mind if you buckle your seatbelts.
Okay, okay, we're buckling up.
See, all buckled.
Whatever it takes, keep them safe. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. Visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup for more information.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
Welcome back to Shuckers Postgame Show here at MGM Park in Biloxi, Mississippi. Shuckers take game two of this series by a final score of 9-7. Thomas and Zarella, and here on the Shuckers Postgame Show, the Brewers organization, we'll take a look at the Southern League first, as we usually do. Really wacky night all around, too. There is a doubleheader played between Rocket City and the Smokies, and then another high-scoring affair. 30 combined hits right now at Blue Wahoos Stadium between the Embraves and Blue Wahoos. The Embraves had a 5-run fifth inning and also a 6-run top of the ninth. Oh, that game yesterday, too, we updated the score on the broadcast with Garrett yesterday. And the Blue Wahoos, they scored 7 in the bottom of the ninth inning to lose 13-9, in which the Blue Wahoos gave 4 unearned runs. That is the epitome of brutality right there for the Blue Wahoos. But looking at this game so far, I mean, just hits everywhere. Hendrick Clementina, 5-for-5 night. Drew Lugbauer driving in 6 runs. Michael Harris, a second homering, or doubling, I should say, his 16th double of the season. C.J. Alexander has 2 home runs, both off Cody Mincy. Jariel Gonzalez, his 5th home run of the season. Clementina and Lugbauer hitting 2 tonight, so he's up to 11. Think about the Southern League home run race. Weimer right now with 12. We'll have to see if Craig Dietelo homered as well, in which this game, yeah, just high scoring. Mincy gives up 8 runs, 7 earned in 4 2/3 innings. Josh Simpson, who's been so good this season, his ERA was under 2 for a while. Balloons up to 3.15, gives up 5 runs in just 2/3 of an inning. That happens to the best of us. Belusa Villas Jr., RBI double mix in there, 19-6. Again, Blue Wahoos with 13 hits tonight, but again, the trail 19-6, and looks like that score just went final. So we'll start with the doubleheader, too. The Rocket City Trash Pandas are taking... They take both games for the Tennessee Smokies, and that's big, too. The Smokies had a game lead on Rocket City entering. So now 5-17 record. Game 1, 7-6, Rocket City winners in that one. And then in the second game, 8-3. Smokies also just 3 hits, but still it'll muster out 3 runs out of that contest. And then our final score tonight in Birmingham. Lookouts, they defeat the Barons 4-1. Chattanooga now 24-19. So that really North Division standings. It is a tight, tight race here tonight. So that is your look around the Southern League scoreboard. Now at the Brewers organizational scoreboard. We'll start down in low A. Carolina Mudcats, they got rained out tonight against the Kannapolis Cannons. So postponed till tomorrow. Looks like they will play a doubleheader. Wisconsin, they are winners tonight as well. Should have mentioned yesterday, too, Carolina did win a walk-off. Jackson Chirillo, a walk-off single. So it was a pair of walk-offs in the Brewers organization. But Wisconsin, Brandon Canar, that is one of the pitchers to watch in high A Wisconsin right now. He was flat-out dominant tonight. Five innings, five strikeouts. ERA at .158 for him. Right now, 7-3, T-Rats winner. They used a four-run fifth and a two-run sixth inning to win that ball game. Big inning. Micah Bello, two-run home run. Tristan Peters, RBI triple to plate those runs. And so, again, Wisconsin 7-3 winners there. Final game tonight in Triple-A. Nashville Sounds, who have one of the best records in the International League, 30-15 overall, fall to the Toledo Mudhens, score of 6-4. That's your look around the scoreboard now. To finish off, the numbers in our game here tonight between the Biscuits and the Shuckers. Well, Biscuits get 7 runs on 8 hits, 2 errors, and leave 8 men on base. Shuckers, 9 runs on a 10 hits, didn't make an error tonight, and leave 14 men on base. Well, again, they had the bases loaded into the first four innings, so that's where 12 of your 14 left on base come from. They still go 3 for 16, though, to win, and that's all that matters. Nash Walters picks up the win, 2-0 on the season. Eighth win gets the loss, 0-2. Arnaldo Hernandez picks up his first save of the season in a game that took 2 hours and 54 minutes, seen by 28-52. I know we talked about so much about the game really being slow in those first four innings. It still finished under 3 hours somehow, some way. I don't know how it did. But the Shuckers, again, winning back-to-back ball games. Biscuits now dropping their 10th game in a row. Biscuits fall to 15-21. Shuckers improved to a game under 500, 20-21. Shuckers look to get back to 500 tomorrow as they send the righty Victor Castaneda, 1-2 with a 2.58 ERA against Evan McKendry, 0-1 with a 3.52. Again, a pregame show kicking off at 6:20 tomorrow. First pitch at 6:35. Don't miss it here. And we're on MILB.TV. We're cruising around here on WGCM in the Biloxi Gulf Coast area. Well, that'll do it for us here tonight at MGM Park. Again, Thomas and Zarella filling in for Garrett Green. The rest of this weekend series. We'll see you tomorrow. As we say, so long from Biloxi, Mississippi. Final score, Shuckers 9, Biscuits 7. Look to go for 3 in a row tomorrow.
You've been listening to Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Shuckers Broadcast Network. This broadcast has been brought to you by Coca-Cola, the DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi, and Glass Doctor. For news, stats, ticketing information, upcoming promotions, and merchandise, be sure to visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
Cruisin' WGCM.